Dad is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every
time. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
JohnDeere.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's time for us to do our weekly overview with the DJV gang of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The top 10 stories of the week, the people according to Talkers Magazine for the week of June 7th to the 11th. And it has a little bit more, I don't know, it has more meaning, the fact that we are at the Talkers Annual Convention on the campus of Hofstra University for the broadcast this week. Jennifer is where she usually is in Los Angeles, and Victoria is where she usually is in New Jersey. So away we go with thoughts. Number 10 this week, this is for Jennifer, the continuing focus on the Western drought. I think we talked on the DJV program about what my son was saying with regard to California and how tired he and his friends are of the backward thinking or the lack of thinking without any real explanation. When Arizona and New Mexico have plenty of water, even though they're in the same desert, California seems not to be interested in collecting water. Why? This is so simple, Jennifer. How can it be bypassed?
I don't know. And it is year after year after year after year. All of these great proposals for new projects that cost California taxpayers a lot of money. Yet every year when it is a dry year, we get met with the same restrictions, limited showers, don't flush your toilet, don't water your yard. I mean, all of these things. And remember, Californians pay a lot to live here. We should have the right to have water if we need it, and we shouldn't have to tap into other states to get it. We should have the ability to capture water when it falls here. Most of the water that comes down from the sky in California runs off into the oceans. And part of that is because there isn't the infrastructure to capture it. The other part, and this is what's also kind of ridiculous, like for farmers up in Northern California and in Central California, because of environmental protections, the Delta smelt is a very famous fish. It's like an anchovy, sort of, but there are environmental protections on it. And so there's certain restrictions over how water is handled in deltas and in where fresh water meets seawater all across California. And so with those restrictions also comes a problem of limitation for farmers who are trying to water their crops. You, as a farmer, Doug, would probably, and maybe you've driven, I don't know, if you've driven through California, you get to Central California where there's a lot of almond trees and orange trees. There are signs that say government-sanctioned dust bowls all throughout California because they don't have the right to get water. And many farmers are driven out of the state because of it, because they just can't water or irrigate.
But so. California has traditionally, especially that area of California, has traditionally been one of the most productive in terms of much of the lettuce and spinach and things that are greens that are grown and shipped across the country come from up there. It's also a big dairy area as well. Mm-hmm. So the fact that there is no water and there's no common sense associated with it and there's no big upheaval, why aren't people going to the state legislature in Sacramento and demanding that something be done? That's the other thing. There seems to be a recalcitrance. Is that the right word?
I think so many people just don't know or don't think that they get to know. I've said for a long time.
Why don't they know?
I don't care who is sitting in the office. It's a Democrat or Republican, you know, whoever it is, someone in between. We are stockholders in this country and in the states that we live. And as stockholders, we should get a report every year, just like members of board of directors who own stocks. They get an annual report. We should get that every year that tells us where our money is going, where we're making money, where we're losing money. But there's no accountability. You have to dig to try to find that information. You have to rely on the media to tell you about that information.
In the town that I live in Massachusetts, the mayor is so, not out of touch, but so arrogant. In order to get any information like that, the individual taxpayer has to file a Freedom of Information request.
And who does that? I mean, how many people really do that?
Right. Well, why should they have to is the other question. The weather, though, where you are, Victoria, on the East Coast in New Jersey, you're at the beach. The weather doesn't affect, or I guess it does affect because if it's weather's lousy, people aren't going to go to the beach. But it doesn't affect you there in terms of the critical way it affects Jennifer and other people that are in dry states. You're not.
Well, we have flooding issues. So, I mean, it does, you know, we've had a lot of rain. We're way over the monthly allotment now, or, you know, with the monthly amount that we need. So we're way over. So, yeah. But yeah, we've had a lot of rainstorms and a lot of flash floods, and because we're right on the beach, you know, we get a lot of beach erosion. So there are, I mean, it's not as critical as not having water to water crops or drink or shower, but yeah, I mean, we definitely have our fair share of issues.
So think about it, wherever you are, folks that are listening to this program, think about what it's like where you are. Are you happy? You're satisfied with the way this issue is being handled by the people that represent you in government or not? And if not, why are you putting up with it? Number 9 on the list of the top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine, which is, by the way, published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com, the critical race theories that are being put forth. I went on, it wasn't a toot, it was I still have them, very strong feelings about what's being taught in school, over-the-top now justification for a lot of things. George Floyd opened our eyes and our hearts and our minds to a lot of things that have been wrong. There have been other, since the 60s when I was a kid, understanding what Martin Luther King did to bring these things to the attention of people and the outrageous stuff that still goes on now. I think I've mentioned a couple of times on the air that big Amazon warehouse that's being built in Connecticut, and the fact that over the last month or so, there have been 8 or 9 incidents of nooses hanging from the rafters as they put this building up, that kind of stuff, which is the epitome of ignorance, as far as I'm concerned. But then the other side of it is that we have so many people, especially in schools, public schools, that are teaching things that aren't true, aren't right, aren't correct. And so we have this woke, I'm just learning about the woke theory of things. What's the correct, politically correct way of looking at stuff? And why do I have to subscribe to that? Why does anybody have to subscribe to it? But yet you're being told if you don't buy into it, then you're wrong or you'll be marginalized. And I think that's where, another example of this stuff going too far. Ladies, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, go ahead, Victoria, sorry.
Overcorrection is never a good thing. But, you know, I think generationally, I think they're, you know, and President Obama talked about this with his, you know, with his daughters, and, you know, and he said that his daughters have commented that on their college campuses, they've seen an overcorrection, and that everyone's, and he's, you know, he was talking about cancel culture, which is, you know, it's not a great thing. It's one thing if someone is so blatant and terrible about whatever, then that's one thing, you know, like there are certain things you can't excuse, but canceling everybody for having a different opinion is just ridiculous, and it's causing overcorrections. So we have to just, at some point, we've got to level out again.
Yeah,
I
how do we
like
do
it's,
that?
I mean, we the thing that this country is founded on is the fact that we have free speech and freedom of thought. And this is what makes me so crazy about vaccine talk and mask talk and talk about woke culture, because it seems like everybody has to have homogenized thinking or they're somehow marginalized, right? They're told that they're one of the is. They're sexist. They're racist. They're conspiracy theorists. They're all of these things. It's like, let people have their opinion. If you don't like it, you can either choose to keep moving or say, you know what, I disagree. I think something else. Big deal. I mean, that's what makes our society great.
But how dare you tell me what to think?
Yeah. Otherwise, go to China. I mean, get out of this country if you don't like the way that people get to have multiple opinions. We are not homogenized milk. We're raw milk like Doug Steffen.
I'm not raw milk, but I do like it, Jennifer. Thank you. 15 past the hour, the review of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from DJV, Doug Steffen at, did I say it was 15 past the hour already? If I didn't, it is.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
18 after on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion piece for the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. Number 8 this week, Victoria, is the focus on those ransomware attacks, how much money is being paid out, how deeply dug into the fiber of all of our lives this goes. People are just realizing how dependent we are on things that seem, you know, like it's everyday life until it stops, until it isn't. And then the focus on what you do for a password when you're using your various accounts, right?
Well, yeah. What's the question, though? What's...
I'm
confused what your question is. I mean, we know ransomware is a huge story, yeah. That's been going on for a while now. We know that the prices have gone from an average attack used to demand $10,000 in Bitcoin. Now we're up to $60 million in demand. So, yeah, it's a major problem. And Christopher Wray, the FBI director this week, testified that this is, you know, so much more important and larger than people even realize. And this is affecting utilities, this is affecting private businesses, this is affecting, you know, there's that radio group that still has a bunch of stations, apparently, that
Cox.
Are still offline. So, if companies don't invest, and I know the government is now stepping into this world, but, like, if we don't invest in cybersecurity, we're completely, anybody who wants to hack us can shut down our whole life. I mean, our whole way of living. You get into, remember the attack that luckily was caught before the water went out down in Florida when in the public water supply? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you kill people. That's immediate death.
Well, that's the object. That's what these people want to do. The Russians, the Chinese, they want to kill us. They want to destroy our country, and we're dumb enough. We still, whether it's business or government, most of these systems that we have are incapable. They're so far behind in terms of the sophistication of what is being used against us. And so that was the basic, the question was, Victoria, what's the update? And you just gave us the update. How about them apples?
Yeah, the update is it's happening a lot.
Yeah.
and more will happen.
And it's business and government, and it's the Russians. So what's Biden going to do about it next week? Or it's this week, I guess, right? Isn't it this weekend, the G7?
Yeah,
meeting,
G7
supposed to be meeting
now.
With Putin. So what is he going to do about it? Are we going to have, like, a Khrushchev pound your shoe on the table and say, this has to stop or else? 21 after the hour here on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio from the DJV perspective.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, continuing with our focus on the top stories and the people as we have time to get to them. The Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steppen. Number 7, I think 7 and 8 go together kind of. I don't know how much, you know, the social media biases. Well, maybe they don't go together as much as I thought they would go together. But you know what I'm saying. The
what are the two items? Let's see.
I know, right? Let's have a linear thought today.
Well, the biases we were talking about, this sort of goes more with 9 than it does with 8.
Okay, why don't you tell us?
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. If you say another number.
The numbers.
Well, when we were talking about the critical race theory, the whole business of what's being taught, the overcorrection that's taking place, I think part of that is a play on social media or vice versa, don't you? The social media biases that are being either exploited
So number 10 on the talkers list this week was the Western drought, which we talked about. Number 9, critical race theory and race relations. Number 8 is the ransomware attacks. Number 7, social media
bias. So can I just leave the studio now and go have breakfast?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to. knock yourself out.
Yeah.
The draw of pancakes, look, I can't stop it. But I think social media bias is probably on the list this week because of the stories about COVID and about the stories. I mean, gosh, this week we learned that the Inspector General from the Department of the Interior came out and said after last summer when President Trump went and stood in front of the church that was burned down by protesters and rioters in front of the White House in Lafayette Park, remember the story on social media and in the media was that President Trump had cleared the park and that he had shot rubber bullets at people and used tear gas on Americans to go have a photo op. In fact, you can go through and look at all the quotes that people said. Kamala Harris said that he was shooting at Americans. Joe Biden said that he was using rubber bullets to stop protests. Nancy Pelosi said that he was using tear gas to get people out. All of these people, you can go through the whole list of all the awful things that people said so that President Trump could get his photo op in front of a church. Well, it turns out that the Inspector General's report this week said that the president went to the church, and but the park had already been cleared out, or there were already plans to clear out the park hours before because they were going to put up those borders to try to protect the White House, you know, that fencing. Now, if you had posted something like that, you might have been tagged on Facebook. You might have had your account pulled down. If you posted about COVID coming from a Chinese lab, you might have been pulled off social media.
Yep.
The bias in social media is ridiculous. It's something that we have to figure out because they're acting as a utility now.
Well, and there's no control of them one way or another.
And
actually,
there's no truth.
7 is attached in that way to number 5 on the countdown, the Trump appearances and more on the election fraud and that stuff being taken down. That is part of the bias. You know, anything that shows up, there's anybody who expresses themselves, whether you agree or disagree or whether it's true or not, it still has a place in conversation. And yet all those things are being, maybe it's part of our becoming more sophisticated as a, I don't know that we are, but, you know, there are a lot of people who think, oh, we got all of this technology, therefore we must be more, much the significance of our thinking changing is very apparent. I think it's apparent, but I think it's going the other way, frankly. So, anyway, Victoria, what are your thoughts?
On social media bias? I mean, we definitely have, I think that, you know, I retweeted something last year about the lab leaks thing, you know, that whole theory, which all of us, even though politically we're all very different, but all of us agreed on, and my tweets got taken down too, and there's nothing else on my Twitter feed that would indicate that I was, you know, pro-Trump or anything like that. So, I do think that there is a social media bias. I think there's an information bias. I think that, you know, the election fraud claims, all this stuff that's been taken down from social media, I just, you know, at some point, again, this is like with race stuff, at some point we have to level out. We're just overcorrecting back and forth, and we're swerving all over the road.
Yeah, 28 after the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
From Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
According to the National Association of Realtors' new policy, expression of Christian views on sexuality and gender is a violation of their policy, which bans engagement in so-called, quote, hate speech. Visit pji.org to download Faith in the Workplace.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, companion piece for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this week, Jennifer and Victoria are an important part of both hours. I'm at Hofstra University, which is the site of this year's Talkers Convention. In fact, we did this, I'm trying to remember, Victoria, the first time I ever met you was here at Hofstra when we had the last event. And how many, that was 5 years ago, right? Wouldn't it have been 5 years ago? You've been
around. Yeah, well, I've been on the show 5 years, so yes, it would have been about, 5 years ago.
Yeah. And you were following me as Jim Bohannon and I were driving around, and you got, what?
It is nuts,
five,
yeah.
It
I
is
can't
nuts,
believe
the
it's,
whole thing
it's just, in my mind, it's just 5 years. It's just, wow. Yeah, no, really fast.
And I can see you behind me or walking around in that green dress that you had on.
It's blue. It's blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there, and I know it was blue.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But yes, trying to follow you and Jim in the car was just a nightmare. You're a terrible driver.
Excuse me.
We had to do so many U-turns. It was,
it's because I didn't know where I was going. That was not
clearly
because I was a bad driver.
You know, Waze existed 5 years ago.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just love what is that?
Quite massive.
Then you
were
able
right?
to make U-turns.
Yeah. No, they were talking and not paying attention and just going in circles.
Yeah, well, so that's
Doug?
Our right to do that.
Yeah. I know, right? Listen to today's show. You would never think that he's the same guy who could just go in circles aimlessly.
All right. Well, I'm distracted by all the things that are going on here. I'm not supposed to be. Good radio people are not distracted by their environment. But
yeah, what number are you on the list?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. Okay, Jennifer's number 90. We're referring to the Talkers list of the Heavy 100, by the way, for those of you who want to check that out at talkers.com. We can also find the list of the items that are top kingpin stories and people of the week. At number, I don't know, we were talking off and on kind of about the economy heating up this summer is something a lot of people are concerned about. Inflation would follow, but still, at the moment anyway, because of various things that are influencing the economy, people are buying cars even though there aren't cars to be bought.
If you can find them, right?
Yeah, exactly. An interesting reality. And the same is true with homes and refinancing. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who is going to pull $25,000 out of the value of his house because it's gone up $100,000 in the last year. He's going to refinance. Listen to this. He's going to refinance and take $25,000 out so he can use it to pay off bills. And his payment is still going to be five. He's taking out more money. He has a lower interest rate, and the payments will be less than they are now. And that's why that's one of the things.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the amount of equity that people have in their homes now, I think I read yesterday, was it's up 30%. So, like, basically the average – oh, no, I'm getting my 30s wrong. It's an average of $33,000 more in equity. So, like, the difference between what you owe on your mortgage and the value of your home has gone up on average each home, $33,000, which is nuts.
It makes you wonder if it's going to fall or not. I mean,
oh, it's
great if you want
to
sell.
I mean, it has to, right?
Yeah, if you want to sell, it's good. If you want to buy, it is not so
not
good.
Not so good.
I mean, I have a few friends who want to sell, but they don't have anywhere to go. Because
that's
if
what
you're
I would
selling,
do. I
can't find
the
that,
amount
right.
of equity that I have in my house right now is disgusting. Like, it's just, the overinflated
Why is it disgusting?
Value. Well, the overinflated dumb value of my house. It's just, I mean, I go, God, if I only had a place to go, or if I was really ready to make that move to, like, Iowa or something like that. But, you know, that's why a lot of people are leaving the more high-value states like New York or New Jersey, even probably California. They're going somewhere in the middle because they want to, you know, make a little money, make some capital.
All those people from New York are going to ruin the rest of the country. All right, number four on the list here, our focus on China this week, the competitiveness bill. I praise that because it's a first step in doing what I think we really have to have a major overhaul and our relationship with China. Victoria pulls me up short a little bit whenever we discuss this because she said you can't change overnight. I would like us
as
to
as much
change
as we
overnight.
All would love that. Yeah, I think
yeah,
that.
Right.
But see, that's the part of the problem because people just get this rallying cry of, you know, get American business out of China. Okay, everybody wants to do that, but we have to actually do it in a really smart way because it's not going to be an overnight thing.
Well, one of the good things about this is that it brought together both parties. It was a sort of a brief blip of people. There were actually a couple of different things that happened this week. This is one of them that brought the two parties together, and getting something done was pretty easy. Right now, this, as far as I'm concerned, this bill doesn't go anywhere near as far as it ought to, but at least it's a step in getting how anybody anywhere, other than folks that are directly tied doing their business with China, how anybody thinks this is not a good idea. It's un-American.
Well, China
didn't think
it was a good idea.
Well,
they put out a statement this week.
Yeah.
They're gearing up for some sort of retaliation.
Yeah. What are they going to do to retaliate?
Well, I mean, look, the reason we need this bill is because our supply chain is it's so reliant on China. So, unfortunately, they can do a lot to us. And I hope that,
If we're smart and we move fast... part of that
it's not
is
like they
business.
Were
going to
release a virus
government.
On us or something, right?
I know, right?
No.
Another one?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. The January 6th investigation, number three, I have absolutely nothing. I don't think there's anything to add to this. You two could maybe disagree with that, but I don't see how this fits in as number three, frankly. But
I think the report that the reason it's on the list is because there was a report from the Capitol. Well, it came from the Senate about what went on during the day on January 6th and in advance. And we found that the Capitol Police knew there were rumblings online. They had intelligence to indicate that in mid-December. They didn't do anything to shore up, to bring in National Guard, to bring in the Metropolitan Police, to tell President Trump or the FBI that maybe a rally that day wasn't a great idea. There was none of that stuff, and they didn't even have the equipment. I think only four people had riot gear on the entire Capitol Police Force that day.
They were so ill-equipped. Oh, my gosh.
And so instead, I mean, there's videos all over the place of the Capitol Police just moving aside and saying, here, come on in. You can come in. Just don't ruin anything. Moving the border, like barricades aside, all of that stuff. And so I still don't get it. Where was the failure? How did that happen? It's just bizarre.
Well, it's internal, right?
Can I offer another theory, too, that part of that that's been circulating, and I think that there's probably some merit to it, doesn't apply to everybody in the Capitol Police, but a lot of the Capitol Police members, or a chunk of them, politically probably agreed with what was going on. So then there's also that, like, how do people take the bias out of, you know, the bias doesn't belong
at
your job.
But look, I love President Trump. And I think there was stuff that went on with the election. I think that in some places he was robbed of votes. But I don't think that that would impact, if you get a credible threat that someone's going to take over the Capitol, I don't think you just step aside. I've heard, there are stories that I've heard from people around Washington, D.C., is that because of the summer riots and because of the way that they were dealt with, they didn't want to have an over-militarization of the area. So that's why they thought it wasn't going to necessarily be a problem. They didn't want to bring in big military equipment. They didn't want it to have that look outside the Capitol. So that's what made them, from an optics perspective, back away. If that's, you know, maybe that's something that can be considered, too. I don't know. I find it hard to believe that somebody in the higher up of the Capitol Police Department, knowing the makeup of the Capitol Police, would say, well, we love Trump, and so we want people to.
No, I meant some people. I meant boots on the ground. I meant some of the people moving the barriers and saying, come on in. Look, everybody is biased. No one is able to separate their own political bias from
their
job.
No more objective thinking.
No one has it. We have activist judges. We've got conservative judges. I mean, even judges who are literally supposed to just in a non-biased way interpret the law, and everyone is biased. So I don't know. And we know that, you know, Trump and the police were hand in hand in terms of support. So I don't know. I don't think that's a crazy theory.
That could be. The day of, but if we're talking about the root causes, the question is still why the Capitol Police, the higher ups anyway, didn't do anything about it when they had the intel in December. I mean, that's, I think, what's at the
core
of the
report. That's a full-on failure. Yep.
Right. And then, so how do we, is it excused? Or are these people fired? What is
somebody
the status?
Somebody should be fired.
Already
right.
People have been fired
Long
from
time.
The Capitol Police. Yeah, there's already they been have. Major turnover.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. On the story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of June 7th to the 11th, I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Focus on the weather in the West, the drought, the fires, all the things that have started already. Number 9, race relations and the over-the-top focus on what we have to do to make it good, make it right. I put that in quotation marks. The ransomware attacks, legality and how we're going to deal with that. Is Joe Biden going to put Putin in his place? That's number 8. Social media at number 7. The bias is there. The economy is number 6. The election fraud claims. Can you believe it? That's number 5 this week on the countdown. China and our relationship, number 4. The January 6th investigations, number 3, the filibuster legislation, voting rights, etc., number 2, and COVID-19, the vaccines, and did it come from the Wuhan laboratory? That's the question, and those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 2 and number 1 coming up in a moment as we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from our perspective on the perch at the DJV program, 44 past the hour. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever.
For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The keys as sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu, Ms. Omar, the congressperson, number 9, Bad Vlad, number 8. Most people know when I say Bad Vlad, they know I'm talking about Putin, right? If I say Pukin Putin, yeah, they get it. Kevin McCarthy is number 7 on the list. A lot of politicians, as usual, on our list. Mitch McConnell occupies the number 6 spot. Vice President Harris, number 5. Former President Trump, number 4. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, interesting character who sort of has come out of nowhere. He's at number 3 this week because of the work that he's doing on this filibuster legislation. Dr. Fauci is number 2. To believe him or not to believe him, I guess that is the question. And President Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So it's always pretty political. We know that because most of the stuff that's on News Talk Radio is political. So that's the story. Strong finish here. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 after the hour. This is the DJV program, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, ending on Friday, June 11th. Number 2 this week, voting
is
legislation.
Blueberry muffins. How's your breakfast?
What? I'm eating some fruit, thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the blueberry muffin. You know, might not agree with me, so I'm having the fruit instead, the orange juice. Very good. Thank you, Jennifer, for asking. Meanwhile, the situation with this legislation that is completely, in my estimation, anyway, this thing has been one of the great examples in the last few months of stories getting twisted around. The information about how things in Georgia, for example, were to change or not to change, depending on your point of view. And as we all acknowledge, everything has become political. So what comes out of the legislation, in my mind, ought to be a way to prove that whoever's voting is voting, that it's easy for you to follow your vote from when you mark a piece of paper to putting it into a machine that protects it and counts it. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing else that has value. That's just my point of view. Ladies, in terms of
I love how, this was the first time I did a mail-in, because in New Jersey the whole state would get had the their
yeah, how
it
do you
was
know
all
it get counted?
Mail-in.
We, how do you know it get counted?
I tracked it online. It was like tracking
okay,
a FedEx package.
Tracked
it
where? To where'd you track it to? What was the final destination? And how do you know it got there?
Because it's just like a FedEx tracking. So it went from the drop box where we put our ballots.
The post office.
No, I didn't mail in. I didn't mail it. No. I went to a drop box at a police station and, we put our ballots in. And then that night, a couple hours later, that night I went online to like the voting website in New Jersey, jersey.gov or whatever. And then.
But how do they know it was you? that sent the ballot?
Because I have a unique code. Everyone had an individual code. So I went online into my I started an account online, and I typed in what my code on the ballot was. It gives you a tracking number, so each individual ballot you can follow along. So I saw when it got received. I saw when it got opened. It was I mean, it was great. To me, I felt a lot more
secure.
Sounds
very complicated. Really?
It's not at
than
all.
Going to the place?
Well, have you ever tracked a FedEx package? It's really easy.
It's not complicated, but you asked a question. How did they know it was you? And they don't. I mean, Victoria can track her ballot because she took her ballot and she had the barcode and she can track it. But the problem with those drop boxes is that people can ballot harvest. It doesn't even have to be. It's legal. Victoria could go to her whole apartment building and say, hey, can I take all of your ballots to the ballot box? And then she could put it into the box.
Right.
Or the reason that I always talk about the voter rolls is that if you have 18 ballots that go to one apartment or one house, you fill them all out and you drop them in the drop box, and nobody's the wiser. Nobody figures that out. And so
everybody's not honest like you are, Victoria, or I am, or Jennifer
that's
is.
That's for sure.
You know, when it comes to power and control.
But when they do audits of this kind of stuff, and we know that, you know, we went all through this year, but, you know, like in Texas where the big voting bill and everybody's all up in arms. Well, when they actually look at the audits, it was like 28 ballots or something that were dismissed, that were tossed out
but it wasn't just dismissed. I mean, yes, that's true. But I'll tell you, in Los Angeles County alone, they had over 150,000 people who were dead or who had moved on the voter rolls in L.A. County. That's enough to make a difference.
Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. A review of the top five items from this week in terms of technology. Victoria Keenan is here to go through these with all of us. At number five, the Starlink from SpaceX and how that's going to affect your airline visitation. Victoria, what's going on here?
So the team that's behind SpaceX's growing satellite network, which is called Starlink, they're in talks with several airlines to use their internet for Wi-Fi, which anybody, you know, we've all flown and we know how terrible the Wi-Fi is on airplanes. So this could actually be a really great solution. So Starlink is going to expand from right now. They're in a lot of rural homes. They're in the beta phase still. So, but it's good, reliable internet. It's fast upload and download speeds. People seem to be really enjoying it. They've got tens of thousands of users so far. Most are paying $99 a month for the internet, and then it's using a $4.99 bundle of self-aligning the Starlink dish and a Wi-Fi router, so you get the whole package. So SpaceX filed to test Starlink on 5 Gulfstream jets last year. Apparently it went really well. And then in March of this year, SpaceX sought FCC approval to use Starlink with their what they call the Earth Stations in Motion. And that's basically industry jargon to refer to any vehicle that can receive this type of signal, meaning cars, trucks, maritime vessels, aircraft. Now, Elon Musk did specify that this is not about connecting Tesla to cars to Starlink because the terminal is way too big. This is for larger aircrafts, ships, large trucks, RVs, things like that. So
right.
It's, you know, it's good news. It's more competition, so it's good.
Number 4 on the list of the top 5, another suspension, or I guess more the suspension for Trump lasts longer than it was originally supposed to, right?
Yeah, this week Facebook announced that they are suspending Trump for 2 more years. This is after they had that, you know, independent panel or the oversight board, which basically kicked it back to Mark Zuckerberg and said, if you're going to come up with a series of guidelines, then they have to all be implemented equally and every single person has to be treated the same. So, and I think a lot of people are in favor of that. So basically what Facebook said is that they're going to reinstate Trump in 2 years only if the risk to public safety has receded. Now, that's obviously very vague language. No one fully knows what exactly that means, but this all stems from the January 6th insurrection in the Capitol. And right now, 3.45 billion people use Facebook on a daily or on a monthly basis. So they are looking at now treating every politician and public figure the same way.
Number 3.
This is a great idea, actually, because a lot of people are caring for elderly parents, grandparents, loved ones from a distance. And, you know, during COVID, we saw that it wasn't necessarily that easy to check in on people from, you know, who were farther away. And so, and obviously with COVID, you know, you didn't want to put anyone who's elderly at risk. So Apple came up with the idea to let you people share data from your health app. So with family members, with your doctor, there's a new they've basically added on to the features in health. One of the major ones is fall detection. This is really important because falls are a major public health challenge that people don't talk about enough. But every year, 30 million adults over the age of 65 have a fall that leads to injuries, hospitalization, and other health issues. It's also a $50 billion healthcare costs every year, falls alone. So users can now, they can share all of this data with family members, and it's basically, remember the I've fallen and I can't get up lady? That's
yep,
what this is now
yep.
doing. So if you want to keep track of the non-invasive,
I can't get up!
If you want to keep track of a loved one without it being invasive and calling them all the time, this is a great way to do it.
All right. Number 2, Amazon Echo.
Yeah, so if you have an Echo Studio, an Echo Dot, or any of the Ring cams from Amazon, then you, without knowing it, are sharing you're sharing Bluetooth with your neighbors. And I mean your actual neighbors, like down the street, around your house, wherever you are. This is a new thing called Sidewalk that Amazon has been talking about, but no one really paid attention to it, except until June 8th, when they decided to just turn it on, and now people are wondering how come they're sharing Wi-Fi with neighbors. You can go and turn this off. There's no penalty for turning it off if you don't feel comfortable sharing, you know, potentially sharing data. Obviously, data privacy is a huge risk here.
Number 1, the revocation of Trump's TikTok and WeChat.
Yeah, on Wednesday this week, President Biden revoked the Trump administration executive orders that sought to ban TikTok, WeChat, and other Chinese-owned apps. They're replacing them with new security reviews that essentially will, when they rewrite this legally, this hopefully will not get challenged as much as it did under Trump in the court because every one of those challenges were overturned.
All right, there they are, the top 5 tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years.
Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip. Tough talk is what President Biden's promising when he sits down with Russian President Putin later this week. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Mr. Biden won't be shy when they meet on Wednesday.
Bottom line, he believes you need to be clear, direct, and straightforward in every aspect of the engagement with Vladimir Putin, and that's what he intends to do.
The president says while the U.S. wants a stable and predictable relationship with Moscow, it will respond in a robust and meaningful way if the Russian government engages in harmful activities. A historic 12-year rule is over after the Israeli parliament voted in favor of a new coalition government, Benjamin Netanyahu out as prime minister, former ally Naftali Bennett now in charge. Netanyahu remains head of the Likud party and will hold the post of opposition leader. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can do away with the masks.
The new guidance means that most House members will no longer need to wear masks while in the House chamber when they return to Washington Monday. Weeks after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention first announced that fully vaccinated people can forego facial coverings in most settings. Friday's new guidance from the Capitol position is a shift from the stance adopted immediately after the CDC announcement last month. The Friday memo stated that the mask requirement was being modified, quote, in response to the considerable rate of vaccination participation and diminishing daily evidence of disease transmission in our community. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Gas prices are up 2 cents over the past 3 weeks, with an average price now of $3.13 a gallon.
This is in spite of a big crude oil price hike worth about 16 cents on a per gallon basis that refiners were unable to pass through to the street because of big price resistance. Demand is very poor right now.
That's fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me what Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A South African picks up his first PGA win.
22-year-old Garrick Higgo has broken through for his first PGA Tour win in just his second start, coming from behind to close out the Palmetto Championship at Congaree in South Carolina.
Just gone to another level now, so I'll just see what my game can do. I enjoy playing and seeing, you know, what my game does and where it takes me.
The South African posted a final round 68 to finish 11 under and then watched as the third round leader Chesson Hadley struggled through the closing holes, ending with a final hole bogey that gave him a closing 75 and dropped him into a six-way tie for second, one shot back at 10 under. The win was Higgo's third victory in his last four tournaments, the other two wins coming on the European Tour. I'm Graham Agars.
Jerry Kelly defends his title at the Hometown American Insurance Championship. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New York Times raising eyebrows with a glowing profile of CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
The piece declares in its headline that Walensky follows the science and calls her a fierce advocate and an empathetic scientist. But many who have criticized her leadership during the coronavirus pandemic are calling it a puff piece. Representative Greg Murphy, Republican from North Carolina, tweeted, Director Walensky is only a fierce advocate for items that push a liberal agenda. She refused to listen to science and listen to teachers' unions instead. Patrick Foss reporting.
The winning bid Saturday in an auction to fly in a rocket with Jeff Bezos and his brother next month was $28 million. Amazon rocket company Blue Origin will make the brief up-and-down flight from West Texas July 20th as a kickoff to its new space tourism business. You can always check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Fast or your money back.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Actually, this is not the DJV program, but it will sound like it a bit this week because Michael Harrison, who's normally here from Talkers Magazine to go through the official story list and the people list and then our ancillary conversations, is wrapped up in his convention. The Talkers Convention is actually here where I am at Hofstra University on Long Island. So Michael is putting the pieces together to get that started. As a result, I invited John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast to join us with his thoughts about some of the things on the charts for this week. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program, as is Jennifer Horn. So this is a two-hour program, and we've been through a lot of the stories, so I think we'll go to the people list, ladies and gentlemen, and start at number 10 with Benjamin Netanyahu and the whole situation in Israel as to what the political future. Can you imagine, this is, throw this open to everybody, can you imagine what our country would be like if we ran it like Israel runs its political reality?
It's not that it's poorly managed, it's just that it's got so many political parties. That's the difference,
right?
Is that we have primarily two parties, and they have multiple.
So what would it be
parties.
Like, though, Jennifer, if we had the, you know, the Libertarian Party that really was functional? Maybe we've got the Mafufsky Party. Who knows? Let's have a dozen parties.
And you can
parties.
Create them on a whim. That's the other thing, is that new parties are created in Israel all the time. So it's very confusing. A lot of elections, they have to create consensus.
But doesn't it enhance free thinking? In America, we don't have free thinking anymore. It's either you're right or you're left or
free
you're wrong.
Free thinking or coups.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens next. Oh, go ahead, John.
Go ahead, John.
No, I was going to say, I think, Doug, if we had that many parties here in America, it would be like the World Wrestling Federation in a cage match.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've also had four elections in the last 2 years. I mean, we can't even, we're still talking about the one that we had last year. So,
right. And we're planning for the one we'll have next year to see who's going to win. Okay, the Republicans going to win because the Democrats are screwing everything up. Yada, yada, yada. It's the same old stuff over and over. It becomes really tedious, I think, kind of, unless you're into the sport. And I'm not, as you can tell from my attitude.
But be grateful, because there are alternatives to having elections, and there are countries that probably none of us would like to live in.
China. So. Hello. Yep, yep, yep. Russia, Iran, all of our pals that really stand up against freedom. That's what is, remember when George Bush called them the axis of evil? The axis of evil right now is Russia, China, and Iran. And maybe a few others thrown in for good measure, but they're really the baddies. And their governments are all, although Iran's kind of, they tell you they were sort of representative, but who you vote for doesn't have anything to say because they all somehow or other have sworn allegiance to the Ayatollah, who's a lunatic. So, you know, what do you do under that circumstance? Okay. Some people think Netanyahu is a lunatic as well. I don't. I think he's pretty practical and very pragmatic, frankly. And also power crazed, but
leaving office, and he says that he's committed to a peaceful transition of power. But,
yeah, but
it's
he's
going to
be a member of the Knesset. He'll be in that building.
Well,
all the
time. And it's going to be interesting to see because many people that I've talked to that like study, and I'm always so curious. I think I told you guys I asked someone to explain the Israeli election system to me. We asked our friend Uri Geller to do it, and my friend can actually really explain it, and it makes sense. It just takes a little while. But he was saying that there's a possibility that Netanyahu comes back because this party formed consensus, I guess, is kind of glued together on with bubble gum, essentially. So there's a possibility he comes back. There's also going to be an interesting reaction from our news media and then the progressive left in this country, because for a long time they've said, well, it's Netanyahu that's doing all of these things, standing up for Israel. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is that the Israelis are going to stand up against Palestine on behalf of Israel, even when they have parties that might indicate that they're more progressive thinkers, if that's what you want to call it. So it'll be interesting to see how the world reacts, too, now that Netanyahu isn't stealing the oxygen from the room.
Right. Okay, speaking of stealing oxygen, number nine is Congresswoman Ilhan. Is that how you pronounce? How do you pronounce her name?
Ilhan
Omar. That bunch in the squad so annoy me. I don't even want to talk about what's her deal though this week. Why are
she
people
just equated America with the Taliban and Hamas? You know, to basically status quo. And so 12 Democrats got together and said, we want to write you this formal letter to let you know that what you're saying is not right. It is not true. It is not helpful. And you need to back off.
Well, yeah, Pelosi was pissed, right?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, she keeps stepping in it. Omar is
she's
like
the same as
the
Green
country.
On the other side. The two of them, you talk about a wrestling match. Put the two of them into a cage.
I would say yes that they capture the headlines, but as far as being anti-American, Ilhan Omar, if we're talking about cage matches, wins that all day long because she constantly comes out against the country, and she's representing us. So it's
well,
it's
not representing me.
Well, but the people who voted for her, that's going to be up to them.
I'm not saying she gets removed from office. But, you know, I'm not saying she gets removed from office, but it is questionable what those people think when they vote for her, the last couple of times. Because
recall.
She's clearly anti-Semitic, and she's unpatriotic.
All right. And by the way,
Second term.
Yeah, she was around last year.
All right, so I'm putting my money on Green, though, because she's much heftier than Omar is as far as who's going to win in the cage. All right, listen to Victoria. She's all set to keep moving. Number eight, Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad, on the list of people from Talkers Magazine this week. So he and Joe Biden get together over the weekend, and you wonder how forceful Biden will be, how capable is he at putting Putin in his place? And
I don't think he has an issue with putting Putin in his place.
That hasn't been the criticism on
him in the past either.
The criticism has been that just a couple weeks ago he reduced sanctions on Russia and lined the pocket of Vladimir Putin. So I hope that he toughens up. I hope that he changes his stance over the last couple of weeks, because he's not doing our allies in the region any favors. He's certainly not helping Ukraine with that move. And that's pretty typical what the Obama administration did. They said tough things about Russia, yet they sent, instead of sending weapons and helping Ukraine with military force, instead they sent him like a bunch of blankets and some meals that could be prepared with water, you know, the MREs, all that stuff. That's not helpful. We need to stand strong with our allies, and hopefully he will have that message for Putin.
John?
I totally agree. I think Biden will stand strong with the allies. He needs to. He knows the world spotlight is on him right now. And at the moment, Biden seems to have a fairly good hand that he can play. So I think he'll be strong. I think it'll come out okay.
Cybersecurity, right, well, especially, is going to be a big topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to be. And that,
because
there's
all these Russian hacking groups that have been responsible for the pipeline, and now probably Cox Radio Group. I'm sure those are Russians behind them, too, behind that hack, I'm sure.
So imagine if somebody did that to what we do here, to how we produce our programs, distribution, et cetera. These radio stations are off the air. It's not just that you know, they can't. They're off.
I think they must be working with the FBI, because they haven't said anything. And we found out, you know, that the FBI had been working with Colonial Pipeline, and that's how they were able to retrieve most of
the
Bitcoin. So I have a feeling that maybe the reason they're silent is because they're actually working behind the scenes with some cybersecurity agencies.
I hope so. Yeah. All right, John Harper, Victoria Keith, and Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 1:15.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Well, the 200th episode of Tech It Out is coming up in a week, and we've got a huge giveaway to commemorate the occasion, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, so get ready to jot down the info. Since July of 2017, my goal on Tech It Out is to break down geek speak into street speak. So to celebrate the 200th episode of Tech It Out, we're giving away an Asus VivoBook laptop. Style meets substance with these colorful, powerful, and versatile laptops designed for work and play. To be eligible to win, send me an email or message on social media with the phrase Tech It Out, and make sure you're 18 or older and live in the continental USA. We'll randomly draw the name and mention it on the show during the third weekend of June. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or visit me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. Good luck, everyone, and here's to the next 200 episodes of Tech It Out. Well, the 200th episode of Tech It Out is coming up in a week, and we've got a huge giveaway to commemorate the occasion, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, so get ready to jot down the info. Since July of 2017, my goal on Tech It Out is to break down geek speak into street speak. So to celebrate the 200th episode of Tech It Out, we're giving away an Asus VivoBook laptop. Style meets substance with these colorful, powerful, and versatile laptops designed for work and play. To be eligible to win, send me an email or message on social media with the phrase Tech It Out, and make sure you're 18 or older and live in the continental USA. We'll randomly draw the name and mention it on the show during the third weekend of June. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or visit me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. Good luck, everyone, and here's to the next 200 episodes of Tech It Out.
right, John Harper is here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is running the convention here at Hofstra University. So we have John and Victoria with us for this hour. And if I were to spend a little less time on politics, I guess we could short shrift Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Joe Manchin, and Joe Biden. We'd have Tony Fauci left on the list. I think the Joe Manchin thing is worth mentioning this week. John, what do you think? In his attempt to sort of kind of control the Democratic Party, he's come out of nowhere. I didn't know much about the guy before. Did you?
I did not either, Doug. And he has come out in wanting to try and control the party. Looks like at the moment he may be controlling
the
cards.
He's doing a pretty good job of it.
Yep. It's all coming down to him.
Yeah. Yeah. It sure seems that way, yeah.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Victoria, where is he from? What state? I forget what state.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay.
Yeah. So he's often in the headlines and has been for at least the last 5 or 6 years that I've, you know, kind of been following more closely. But he and the I'm blanking on her name, John, you probably know, from Maine. Is it Susan Collins?
Yes.
Right.
Republican.
Yeah, so the two of them are kind of known as the swing voters, and so sometimes Susan will kind of swing to the left, and Joe swings to the right more often than not. And so, yeah, he's in a very interesting position right now. This is definitely the highest profile position he's ever been in.
Yeah, he's having some impact for sure. Up next, our focus on Dr. Tony Fauci and where he and all of that stuff surrounding him is at 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Merry AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Merry AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show without Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, we've had Jennifer's input. Victoria Keelan here from the DJV program. John Harper from WMEL down the Space Coast. I said we'd talk about Dr. Fauci next. There's lots to say about him. And not much of it anymore is any good. So, Victoria, you want to lead off with what seems to have befallen Dr. Fauci this week in terms of credibility or the lack thereof, controversy.
Well, I don't think you can take away his entire career. I mean, I think that that's an overstatement.
That's not fair.
Yeah, and he has not resigned.
Did I say that?
Well, I think that it's very easy. You know, this is I don't know. I just feel like the attacks.
It's easy to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, and it's become a talking point on the right. It's just everything. Blame everything on him. It's just, you know, the 3,500
But he has done
emails,
some things. I know, but he has.
There are
done
some things,
things that
I agree. There are things that there are things that require clarification. And so I hope that he is given a platform to clarify. I hope that. A lot of the stuff with the emails, it's kind of like, it's like the Hillary emails all over again. It's like, this is the, you know, Fauci's emails are the new emails. It's like, we can't get away from this. You know, and in the emails, it showed that he, at the time, which obviously something changed, but at the time during these emails, he was reluctant to kind of become the face of, you know, of the COVID task force. That obviously changed because, you know, he shows up the opening of an envelope at this point. So I'm not sure, you know, in the beginning he was kind of, you know, a little hesitant. But, you know, there's questions about funding to that lab in Wuhan that really needs solid answers because that's for everybody. That's not for people in left, right. That's for everyone. Everyone needs to know what really went down. We need full transparency. We're never going to get the Chinese to ever admit that anything other than bats which is so ludicrous at this point. I think everyone can agree on that. But, you know, people weren't eating bats and they weren't being bitten by bats. That's not how this virus spread. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and he's had a very long career. He's 80 years old. A lot of people are pushing for him to retire. You know, I don't really
How
like,
do you think he became
I don't
the
like
leader?
Saying that because that's I think that's ageist. So and I know, Doug, you don't like that at all.
I don't like that at all. No.
Yeah.
I don't
neither
either.
Does John.
Right.
Yeah. Right. With good reason on all of our parts. But, you know, let's talk about leadership. And what it takes to be a good leader. And maybe that applies to Fauci, maybe it applies to Biden, maybe it applies to Manchin. I mean, all the people on the people list consider themselves leaders. But, you know, what does it take to be? Has Fauci over the years been a good leader? He survived. He's been there a long time. Does that mean he was a good leader? And I guess that's, you know, kind of the definition of what a good leader.
I mean, let's be honest, whoever had heard of him before this, right? I mean,
A year ago, we couldn't pronounce his name correctly.
Right.
You know, and he was just Dr. Tony to everybody. But at the same time, guys, I think he has presented over the past year a clear plan of action. And you said, Doug, what is a leader made of? And that's someone who can present a plan that people can buy into, understand clearly. There have been bumps in this COVID road. But at the same time, I think maybe Dr. Tony was the right person at the right time, because when you look at some of the other people that were on his team, I think they were very weak.
Then it fell to him to be the leader.
It did.
And he,
because Trump
people
didn't
want
to talk about it. Trump admitted that he downplayed the numbers. He admitted he didn't want to really talk about it because he was too afraid of what it would do to his economy. So, you know, we had to have somebody be the face and voice of reason, and it was not coming from the White House.
Well, now is it still the question, who's the voice of reason now as this thing continues to play out? Good question. We can continue to talk about this on the other side of our bottom of the hour break here. It's 28 after the hour.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square there. Enter the promo code DJV. And while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products? using the DJV code. The Giza's sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Plastic stuff on our boat and it'll sink. In the meantime,
as Paul Harvey used to say, hang up the microphone, right? Pack the microphone away.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to the whole business. Every week seems to be a part of the conversation. The police and reorganizing the infrastructure, not just infrastructure, the buildings and the roads and stuff, but I believe that the police, school departments, Department of Public Utilities, and every community and around the country is part of the infrastructure. So when this dramatic video shows up, which sort of rehashes what happened in Arkansas last year, the state trooper runs a woman off the road who's pregnant, and the outrage that surrounds it. Some of it is manufactured outrage that comes from the news media, but when most people look at this and they
I
say,
I don't know. When you watch this video, I don't know anybody who wouldn't be outraged. You know,
in terms of how that stuff sometimes plays out. But in this particular instance, it is so outrageous. Does this guy even have? First of all,
he's still working.
He never should have been.
So let's just tell the story really quick. So a girl named Nicole Harper, was driving. She was doing 84 in a 70. And so she got pulled. So a cop clocked her. She got he had his dash cam on the whole time, which is why this has gone viral. And so as soon as he puts his lights on, she immediately puts her right turn signal on and moves over to the right lane, slows down dramatically. This is all on video. It's very clear. So she slows down dramatically. Then she puts her hazard lights on, and she's kind of coasting along in the right lane. But the shoulder is very narrow on this three-lane highway that she's on. So I guess it wasn't enough. I guess she didn't pull over fast enough for him. It was 127 seconds it was clocked at. And so he goes up and bumps her car, which I guess is like a police maneuver. He bumps the tail of her car, causing it to start to spin around. It spins around, crosses three lanes, which is incredibly dangerous because other cars were there too. So she crosses three lanes and flips over and is left hanging upside down, pregnant, in this car. The cop goes up to her and basically just says, "Why didn't you stop?" And she goes, "Because I didn't think it was safe. I was looking for the exit," which was less than a mile away from where he flipped her over. And he's arguing with her, "All you had to do was slow down and stop." And she said, "I did slow down. I thought I was doing all the right things. I was waiting for a safe exit." And so now it's a big lawsuit. And, luckily the baby was okay. But to watch what this guy did, no regard for her life. He didn't know who was in the car. And she said, "What if my other toddler was in the car? The kid could have been killed." It was so irresponsible, and watching it made me furious, to be honest. It was just infuriating.
All right, John, what's your take on it?
Well, I think everybody in the country that has seen this video has that same feeling as well. And I think the woman did everything that she was supposed to do, and thinking that the police were going to cooperate with her as well as she was trying to do with them, and how this got so out of control, how the police, in so many examples across the country that we have seen over the past couple of years, how they can do the irresponsible things to citizens is beyond me, and that's why we've had such cases in the news that have dramatically changed, I think, the way we respond to police, the way police are responding to citizens, and changing relations, race relations, black, white, whatever. It's truly amazing, and I don't know where this stops. It's just out of control. Just when you think you've seen enough, then along comes a video like this one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many things he could have done. He could have just ridden right next to her. He, you know, I mean, it was clearly she was not trying to flee. She wasn't trying to get away from him. There were so many other things he could have done. And it just, you know, he endangered her life, the life of her baby. It just, and the other people on the road. Oh, he had no repercussions. He was never put on administrative leave. He was not fined. There was nothing. And that's infuriating.
Hard to believe.
Outrage, outrage in this circumstance. Sometimes we have false outrage, and I don't mean that necessarily just here, but we have tended to go down the road of false outrage. There's nothing false about this. It really is pretty outrageous. All right, speaking of that, John, you're in Florida at WMEL. There's a the whole business of violence, you know, we've gotten to accept it way more than we should. Three people are dead at a Florida supermarket. What's that story?
Well, that story, among so many others, Doug, that are coming out of here in the state of Florida. Again, truly amazing what's going on. Last weekend, or over Memorial Day weekend, we had that shooting in Miami at a birthday party in which several people were killed and many others were injured. We just had yesterday the Pulse nightclub in Orlando has been put up for a national historical site as a remembrance of what happened there 5 years ago when 50 people were killed there. And it just goes on and on here in the state of Florida and throughout the country. And I think in some respects, people are becoming numb to all of this shooting.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, it's just another day. Here we go, another person going postal or whatever. Yep. And it's getting old. It really is.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, well, a lot of this stuff is getting old. One of the things, let me go back to the economy here, which is number six on the story list this week. I don't know that there's a person attached to it on the people list, but I'm looking at the migration of people from city to the suburbs, suburbs to rural America. The trend is renting. When you move to the suburbs, many homes now, instead of being sold because the value is there, are being rented because a lot of people don't have the money for a down payment. Victoria, we talk about this all the time. My two children both live in rented houses in Los Angeles. They don't have the money for a down payment. So, and they're in their 40s. It's getting to the point where people, it used to be the old dream was to buy a house as quickly as you could and live in it. That's where your value.
My mom owned two different houses, and one was a rental property by the time she was like late 20s. So, and it seemed like that was the boomer generation. You guys all had houses as soon as you were 23 years old.
I bought a house. I owned my first house at 23.
There you go. See, and that's it's crazy now because I don't know anybody in my group, my generation, who did that or was able to do that unless a parent bought a house for them.
John, how old were you when you owned your first house? How old were you when you owned your first house?
I was 25 and bought my first house in a suburb of Detroit, and my interest rate back in those days I think was 22%.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was
wow.
It was pretty crazy back then.
Do you believe that?
Do
you remember that, Doug?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, my first house wasn't, the interest rate wasn't that high, but it certainly wasn't what we've seen here in the last 10, 12 years.
Well, the price of houses, too. You know, you hear, like, the house I grew up in, my grandparents bought it as a weekend, like a summer home, and they bought it for $75,000. It had 8 bedrooms. Like, it was amazing to me when back then everything was just so much cheaper. And now, you know, especially with the housing prices right now being so high, a friend of mine lives in a cute little suburban neighborhood right near where I am on the Jersey Shore, and the tiniest house that's on her block just sold for $950,000.
I had a meeting with
the
Business Association in Framingham where I live. I'm a member of it. We had a meeting the other day, and one of the real estate people was talking about her. She was actually negotiating with a buyer on the phone. They had four buyers, and the house, I think it was on the market, it was $650,000. At that point, they were already up to $695,000 and still taking bids.
Yeah.
$45,000 over asking price, and they're still at it. So it's just, it is. It's kind of a nutty
reality. It's the problem, though, that is just where do you go? It's great if you can sell your house and make a huge profit, but as long as you have someplace else to go. Because you don't want to buy in at this point, you know, because you're not going to really make a profit that way. So, yeah, it's tough.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu. Ms. Omar, the congressperson, number 9. Bad Vlad, number 8. Most people know when I say Bad Vlad, they know I'm talking about Putin, right? If I say Bukin Putin, yeah, they get it. Kevin McCarthy is number 7 on the list. A lot of politicians, as usual, on our list. Mitch McConnell occupies the number 6 spot. Vice President Harris, number 5. Former President Trump, number 4. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, interesting character, who sort of has come out of nowhere. He's at number 3 this week because of the work that he's doing on this filibuster legislation. Dr. Fauci is number 2. To believe him or not to believe him, I guess that is the question. And President Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So it's always pretty political. We know that because most of the stuff that's on News Talk Radio is political. So that's the story. Strong finish here. I'm Doug Steffen. 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. people say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of June 7th to the 11th, I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Focus on the weather in the West, the drought, the fires, all the things that have started already. Number 9, race relations and the over-the-top focus on what we have to do to make it good, make it right. I put that in quotation marks. The ransomware attacks, legality and how we're going to deal with that. Is Joe Biden going to put Putin in his place? That's number 8. Social media at number 7. The bias is there. The economy is number 6. The election fraud claims. Can you believe it? There's still, that's number 5 this week on the countdown. China and our relationship, number 4. The January 6th investigations, number 3. The filibuster legislation, voting rights, etc., number 2. And COVID-19, the vaccines. And did it come from the Wuhan laboratory? That's the question. And those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, a couple more minutes here of our Talk Radio Countdown show. Thanks to Victoria Keelan and John Harper being here with me, and earlier on Jennifer Horn, because Michael Harrison is running the annual convention for Talkers Magazine here at Hofstra University, which, by the way, those of you listening who are contemplating where to send your children or children that are looking for a good place to go, this is a great university on the, on the banks of the Long Island Sound, but it really isn't. It's on Long Island, but it's a long way from the water. But it's a neat place. It's kind of a warm, friendly place, and that's what we would like to have more of, frankly. You know, we're talking about COVID. One of the ancillary things going on here, I guess we could put COVID and the economy together for a few seconds. The RV makers, I have $14 billion in backlog orders. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
That's
everybody wanted an RV last year.
Yeah. Well, this year, too, but they can't get them. Yeah. Because of the same thing with cars, the chips and all that other stuff. But, boy, are these things are all over the road. And people, the danger here is that people don't know how to drive them. And that really is, I think that's one of the things that people are. Down in Florida, where you are, John, the people, that they don't know how to drive down there, period. Never mind an RV.
Well,
and
you're right, Doug. Yeah, let alone an RV. I-95, right. You take your life in your hands.
Ah, life in your hands. All right. Time's up. John, thank you for being here. Good to have you on
again.
You're
welcome.
Victoria, have a great weekend. Thank you very much. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor at Bentley. He has expertise in the law that brings him around to our focus here because I like getting his input on some of the stories that come from Talkers Magazine every week. The filibuster legislation, number two this week. Where does that go and what basis in, legal pro forma? How do you do something like this and get it to work?
Yeah, I'm not very hopeful about it. The whole idea of a filibuster has been used throughout American history really to thwart actions of a majority in Congress. And it always seems like there's never enough votes to get it through, and I don't think they're going to have enough votes here. And it really is it's a shame. It's a shame that we have such a divide between the parties, although there is some talk of a bipartisan agreement on the infrastructure package. But, quite frankly, these arcane rules that the Senate in particular and the House of Representatives operate under and the resistance of the parties to change that and give up power is very disturbing. And just like looking at the Electoral College, which I think is the biggest anachronism, I just don't see any realistic possibility.
Awful. Yeah. And they do it at their own risk. Too, it would seem to me that people, although the way things are going, people are less informed, less knowledgeable when it comes to having all of this stuff put together and people understanding it. I mean, you saw the big thing this week about the race theories and how many people are being convinced in schools that this is the way to think rather than how to think. This thing is getting way over the top. I made a note to myself on the list here. It's over the top.
Well, you hit on really one of the essential questions, and that is I do think democracy here and in countries around the world is very much in jeopardy because of media. There is so much misinformation on media.
Yep.
And people are confused even when they get information. They don't know what they can trust. They stick only to avenues that they think are going to be accurate, and God bless them, the people who are looking for truth on social media, and that really endangers democracy.
So, but people aren't being taught. That's back to the being taught how to think rather than what to think, and what's going on in the schools. The amount of time that's spent on social media, using that as part of what goes on in the regular rigors of a classroom.
I agree with you. I do think our educational system needs an overhaul. It's interesting too. They had it after Sputnik when we were so behind in science and math.
Yeah.
We are again, and frankly, we need to teach a new generation, like you say, how to think, how to evaluate, and how to live in a society when they are bombarded with so much misinformation. And I think the educational system is the place we need to focus on.
All right, number six in part, the immigration reform packages. The lack of, I don't even know what's going on. I'm pretty astute, pretty connected to what is happening in the world for obvious reasons. I can't tell you that I even understand what's going on the border. Do you? Can you?
No, I was going to say join the club. Right now there isn't any cohesive program that is being proposed, and if it is being proposed, it certainly is not being communicated to the public. And then you have things, the wall, which I thought was a debacle, and I think President Biden was correct not to go through with that. And now you have the governor of Texas saying, well, they're going to put up a wall. Immigration is important on a lot of levels, and closing your eyes to the situation by not dealing with it, which is something that Congress has been doing for years and years, makes absolutely no sense and makes the situation worse. You know, we do need immigration on a lot of levels, including, to support our economy, not, and also
organized
issues. But
and legal.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You see number five this week on the people list is Vice President Harris and her kind of botched approach to that. And nobody seemed to be able to understand if anything was even done on that trip.
It was kind of disappointing. It didn't seem to be very well planned out.
No, not at all. All right. Good to have you here, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen, looking at the legal side of some of the stories this week on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. It's promising to be a tough talking meeting this week when President Biden sits down with Russian President Putin.
Ahead of Wednesday's meeting with Putin, the president had some strong words, saying that he plans
to let him know what I want him to know.
Mr. Biden said that while the U.S. wants a stable and predictable relationship with Moscow, it will respond in a robust and meaningful way if the Russian government engages in harmful activities. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will be clear, direct, and straightforward with Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One of the 14 people shot in a mass shooting on a crowded downtown Austin, Texas street over the weekend has died. Investigators believe the shooting began as a dispute between two parties. At least one suspect was arrested. Another is being sought. The investigation is ongoing. Couples in the U.S. are racing to the altar in a vaccination-era wedding boom that has venues and other vendors in high demand.
We say love can never be canceled.
Maggie Lord, who's a vice president at David's Bridal.
People were going to get married one way or another. We saw many, many couples had what we call part one, and they did a smaller wedding during COVID, and now they're having part two, and they're having the larger celebration. They're having, the big wedding that they had planned for before.
So if you've gotten a lot of wedding invitations lately?
It is the largest wedding season of all time.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A Pekingese named Wasabi won Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show Sunday night. Wasabi came out on top of a finalist pack that included a Whippet, French Bulldog, an Old English Sheepdog, a German Short-Haired Pointer, a Samoyed, and a West Highland White Terrier. Altogether, 2,500 champion dogs entered the show, considered the nation's most prestigious canine event. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The Bible says Jonah was swallowed by a great fish and lived to tell the story. Well, now a commercial lobster diver has his own Jonah account.
56-year-old Michael Packard of Wellfleet says he was swallowed whole by a whale off the Massachusetts coast Friday, but made it out alive with only minor injuries following the life and death encounter. He was released hours later from a Cape Cod hospital following his scary encounter with a humpback whale. He says he was 45 feet deep in the waters off Provincetown when the whale swallowed him. Packard said he thinks he was in the whale's mouth for about 30 seconds. He began shaking the whale's head before the animal surfaced and spit him out. He escaped with bruises and no broken bones. Patrick Foss reporting.
Ned Beatty, the Oscar-nominated character actor who in a half century did American movies like Deliverance, Network, and Superman, has died. He was 83. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former UAW president now headed to prison.
Accused of fostering a culture of corruption, former United Auto Workers Union president Gary Jones has been sentenced to 28 months in federal prison. Prosecutors say that Jones plotted to steal up to $1.5 million in union dues to spend on his vacation home and lavish meals.
That's Bill Alexander reporting. A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit filed by employees of a Houston hospital over its requirement that all of its staff be vaccinated against COVID-19. The Houston Medical Hospital System suspended some 178 employees without pay last week over their refusal to get vaccinated. And of those employees, 117 brought suit seeking to overturn the requirement and over their suspension and threatened termination. You can always check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Store. There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. It's time for us to do our weekly overview with the DJV gang of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The top 10 stories of the week, the people according to Talkers Magazine for the week of June 7th to the 11th. And it has a little bit more, I don't know, it has more meaning, the fact that we are at the Talkers Annual Convention on the campus of Hofstra University for the broadcast this week. Jennifer is where she usually is in Los Angeles, and Victoria is where she usually is in New Jersey. So away we go with thoughts. Number 10 this week, this is for Jennifer. The continuing focus on the Western drought. I think we talked on the DJV program about what my son was saying with regard to California and how tired he and his friends are of the backward thinking or the lack of thinking without any real explanation. When Arizona and New Mexico have plenty of water, even though they're in the same desert, California seems not to be interested in collecting water. Why? This is so simple, Jennifer. How can it be bypassed?
I don't know. And it is year after year after year after year, all of these great proposals for new projects that cost California taxpayers a lot of money, yet every year when it is a dry year, we get met with the same restrictions, limited showers, don't flush your toilet, don't water your yard. I mean, all of these things. And remember, Californians pay a lot to live here. We should have the right to have water if we need it, and we shouldn't have to tap into other states to get it. We should have the ability to capture water when it falls here. Most of the water that comes down from the sky in California runs off into the oceans. And part of that is because there isn't the infrastructure to capture it. The other part, and this is what's also kind of ridiculous, like for farmers up in Northern California and in Central California, because of environmental protections, the Delta smelt is a very famous fish. It's like an anchovy, sort of, but there are environmental protections on it. And so there's certain restrictions over how water is handled in deltas and in where fresh water meets seawater all across California. And so with those restrictions also comes a problem of limitation for farmers who are trying to water their crops. You, as a farmer, Doug, would probably, and maybe you've driven, I don't know, if you've driven through California, you get to Central California where there's a lot of almond trees and orange trees. There are signs that say government-sanctioned dust bowls all throughout California because they don't have the right to get water. And many farmers are driven out of the state because of it because they just can't water or irrigate.
But so. California has traditionally, especially that area of California, has traditionally been one of the most productive in terms of much of the lettuce and spinach and things that are greens that are grown and shipped across the country come from up there. It's also a big dairy area as well. So the fact that there is no water and there's no common sense associated with it and there's no big upheaval, why aren't people going to the state legislature in Sacramento and demanding that something be done? That's the other thing. There seems to be a recalcitrance. Is that the right word?
I think so many people just don't know or don't think that they get to know. I've said for a long time.
Why don't they know?
I don't care who is sitting in the office. It's a Democrat or Republican, you know, whoever it is, someone in between. We are stockholders in this country and in the states that we live. And as stockholders, we should get a report every year, just like members of, you know, just like members of board of directors who own stocks. They get an annual report. We should get that every year that tells us where our money is going, where we're making money, where we're losing money. But there's no accountability. You have to dig to try to find that information. You have to rely on the media to tell you about that information.
In the town that I live in Massachusetts, the mayor is so, not out of touch, but so arrogant. In order to get any information like that, the individual taxpayer has to file a Freedom of Information request.
And who does that? I mean, how many people really do that?
Right. Well, why should they have to is the other question. The weather, though, where you are, Victoria, on the East Coast in New Jersey, you're at the beach. The weather doesn't affect, well, I guess it does affect because if the weather's lousy, people aren't going to go to the beach. But it doesn't affect you there in terms of the critical way it affects Jennifer and other people that are in dry states. You're not.
Well, we have flooding issues. So, I mean, it does, you know, we've had a lot of rain. We're way over the monthly allotment now or, you know, with the monthly amount that we need. So we're way over. So, yeah. But, yeah, we've had a lot of rainstorms and a lot of flash floods, and because we're right on the beach, you know, we get a lot of beach erosion. So there are, I mean, it's not as critical as not having water to water crops or drink or shower, but yeah, I mean, we definitely have our fair share of issues.
So think about it wherever you are, folks that are listening to this program, think about what it's like where you are. Are you happy? You're satisfied with the way this issue is being handled by the people that represent you in government or not? And if not, why are you putting up with it? Number 9 on the list of the top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine, which is, by the way, published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com, the critical race theories that are being put forth. I went on, it wasn't a toot, it was I still have them, very strong feelings about what's being taught in school, over-the-top, now justification for a lot of things. George Floyd opened our eyes and our hearts and our minds to a lot of things that have been wrong. There have been other, since the 60s when I was a kid, understanding what Martin Luther King did to bring these things to the attention of people and the outrageous stuff that still goes on now. I think I've mentioned a couple of times on the air that big Amazon warehouse that's being built in Connecticut and the fact that over the last month or so, there have been 8 or 9 incidents of nooses hanging from the rafters as they put this building up, that kind of stuff, which is the epitome of ignorance, as far as I'm concerned. But then the other side of it is that we have so many people, especially in schools, public schools, that are teaching things that aren't true, aren't right, aren't correct. And so we have this woke, I'm just learning about the woke theory of things. What's the correct, politically correct way of looking at stuff? And why do I have to subscribe to that? Why does anybody have to subscribe to it? But yet you're being told if you don't buy into it, then you're wrong or you'll be marginalized. And I think that that's where, another example of this stuff going too far. Ladies, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, go ahead, Victoria, overcorrection is never a good thing. But, I think generationally, I think they're, and President Obama talked about this with his, with his daughters. And, and he said that his daughters have commented that on their college campuses, they've seen an overcorrection and that everyone's, and he's, he was talking about cancel culture, which is, it's not a great thing. It's one thing if someone is so blatant and terrible about whatever, then that's one thing, like there are certain things you can't excuse, but canceling everybody for having a different opinion is just ridiculous, and it's causing overcorrections. So we have to just, at some point, we've got to level out again.
Yeah, how do we do that?
I mean, the thing that this country is founded on is the fact that we have free speech and freedom of thought. And this is what makes me so crazy about vaccine talk and mask talk and talk about woke culture, because it seems like everybody has to have homogenized thinking or they're somehow marginalized, right? They're told that they're one of the is. They're sexist. They're racist. They're conspiracy theorists. They're all of these things. It's like, let people have their opinion. If you don't like it, you can either choose to keep moving or say, I disagree. I think something else. Big deal. I mean, that's what makes our society great.
But otherwise, dare you tell me what to think?
Yeah. Otherwise, go to China. I mean, get out of this country if you don't like the way that people get to have multiple opinions. We are not homogenized milk. We're raw milk like Doug Steffen.
I'm not raw milk, but I do like it, Jennifer. Thank you. 15 past the hour, the review of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from DJV, Doug Steffen did I say it was 15 past the hour already? If I didn't, it is.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJP.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
18 after on the DJV overview. What's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion piece for the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. Number 8 this week, Victoria, is the focus on those ransomware attacks, how much money is being paid out, how deeply dug into the fiber of all of our lives this goes. People are just realizing how dependent we are on things that seem, you know, like it's everyday life until it stops, until it isn't. And then the focus on what you do for a password when you're using your various accounts, right?
Well, yeah. What's the question, though? What's...
I'm
confused what your question is. I mean, we know right. Ransomware is a huge story. Yeah, that's been going on for a while now. We know that the prices have gone from an average attack used to demand $10,000 in Bitcoin. Now we're up to $60 million in demand. So, yeah, it's a major problem. And Christopher Wray, the FBI director this week, testified that this is, you know, so much more important and larger than people even realize. And this is affecting utilities, this is affecting private businesses, this is affecting, you know, there's that radio group that still has a bunch of stations, apparently, that are still offline. So, if companies don't invest, and I know the government is now stepping into this world, but, like, if we don't invest in cybersecurity, we're completely, anybody who wants to hack us can shut down our whole life. I mean, our whole way of living. You get into the, remember the attack that luckily was caught before the water went out down in Florida when in the public water supply? Mm-hmm. I mean, you kill people. That's immediate death.
Well, that's the object. That's what these people want to do. The Russians, the Chinese, they want to kill us. They want to destroy our country, and we're dumb enough, we still, whether it's business or government, most of these systems that we have are incapable, they're so far behind in terms of the sophistication of what is being used against us. And so that was the question was, Victoria, what's the update? And you just gave us the update. How about them apples?
Yeah, the update is it's happening a lot.
Yeah,
and more will happen.
And it's business and government, and it's the Russians. So what's Biden going to do about it next week? Or it's this week, I guess, right? Isn't it this weekend, the G7?
Yeah, meeting? G7
supposed
happening
to be meeting
now.
With Putin. So what is he going to do about it? Are we going to have, like, a Khrushchev pound your shoe on the table and say, this has to stop or else? 21 after the hour here on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio from the DJV perspective.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the rising summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at shiningcare.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Tagged on Facebook. You might have had your account pulled down. If you posted about COVID coming from a Chinese lab, you might have been pulled off social media.
Yep.
The bias in social media is ridiculous. It's something that we have to figure out because they're acting as a utility now.
Well, and there's no control of them one way or another.
And
actually,
there's no truth.
Seven is attached in that way to number five on the countdown, the Trump appearances and more on the election fraud and that stuff being taken down. That is part of the bias. You know, anything that shows up, there's anybody who expresses themselves, whether you agree or disagree or whether it's true or not, it still has a place in conversation. And yet all those things are being, maybe it's part of our becoming more sophisticated as a, I don't know that we are, but you know, there are a lot of people who think, oh, we got all of this technology, therefore we must be more, much the significance of our thinking changing is very apparent. I think it's apparent, but I think it's going the other way, frankly. So, anyway, Victoria, what are your thoughts?
On social media bias? I mean, yeah. I mean, there's, we definitely have, I think that I retweeted something last year about the lab leak thing, you know, that whole theory, which all of us, even though politically we're all very different, but all of us agreed on, and my tweets got taken down too, and there's nothing else on my Twitter feed that would indicate that I was, you know, pro-Trump or anything like that. So, I do think that there is a social media bias. I think there's an information bias. I think that, you know, the election fraud claims, all this stuff that's been taken down from social media, I just, you know, at some point, again, this is like with race stuff, at some point we have to level out. We're just overcorrecting back and forth, and we're swerving all over the road.
Yeah, 28 after the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majoring in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, companion piece for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this week, Jennifer and Victoria are an important part of both hours. I'm at Hofstra University, which is the site of this year's Talkers Convention. In fact, we did this, I'm trying to remember, Victoria, the first time I ever met you was here at Hofstra when we had the last event. And how many, that was 5 years ago, right? Wouldn't it have been 5 years ago? You've been...
Yeah. Around yeah. Well, I've been yeah. Years. I've been on the show 5 years. So yes, that would have been about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were following me as Jim Bohannon and I were driving around, and you got what?
It is nuts.
Five,
yeah.
It
I
is
can't
nuts,
believe
the
it's
whole
it's just in my mind. It's just 5 years. It's just wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Really fast.
And I can see you behind me, or walking around in that green dress that you had on.
It's blue.
It's blue. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there, and I know it was blue.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But yes, trying to follow you and Jim in the car was just a nightmare. You're a terrible driver.
Excuse me, I'm a.
We had to do so many U-turns. It was
That's because I didn't know where I was going. That was not
clearly
because I was a bad driver.
You know, Waze existed 5 years ago.
Thank you.
Yeah, just
what
is that?
Quite mastered.
Then you were able to make U-turns.
Yeah. No, they were talking and not paying attention and just going in circles.
Well, so that's
Doug?
Our right to do that.
I know, right? Listen to today's show. You would never think that he's the same guy who could just go in circles aimlessly.
All right. Well, I'm distracted by all the things that are going on here. I'm not supposed to be good radio people. I'm not distracted by their environment. But
yeah, what number are you on the list?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Jennifer's number 90. We're referring to the talkers list of the Heavy 100, by the way, for those of you who want to check that out at talkers.com, where you can also find the list of the items that are top kingpin stories and people of the week. At number, I don't know, we were talking off and on kind of about the economy heating up this summer is something a lot of people are concerned about. Inflation would follow, but still, at the moment anyway, because of various things that are influencing the economy, people are buying cars even though there aren't cars to be bought.
If you can find them, right?
Yeah, exactly. An interesting reality, and the same is true with homes and refinancing. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who is going to pull $25,000 out of the value of his house because it's gone up $100,000 in the last year. He's going to refinance. Listen to this. He's going to refinance and take $25,000 out so he can use it to pay off bills, and his payment is still going to be $5,000. He's taking out more money. He has a lower interest rate, and the payments will be less than they are now. And that's why that's one of the things.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the amount of equity that people have in their homes now, I think I read yesterday, was it's up 30%. So, like, basically the average – oh, no, I'm getting my 30s wrong. It's an average of $33,000 more in equity. So, like, the difference between what you owe on your mortgage and the value of your home has gone up on average each home, $33,000. Yeah. Which is not.
It makes you wonder if it's going to fall or not. I mean,
oh,
it's great if you want
to
sell.
To, right?
Yeah, if you want to sell, it's good. If you want to buy, it is not so
not
good.
Not so good.
I mean, I have a few friends who want to sell, but they don't have anywhere to go. Because
that's
if
what
you're
I would
selling,
do. I would,
can't find
the
out,
amount
right.
of equity
right.
that I have in my house right now is disgusting. Like, it's just, what, I mean, the overinflated
Why is it
dumb
disgusting?
Value. Well, the overinflated dumb value of my house. Like, it's just, I mean, I go, God, if I, you know, if I only had a place to go, or if I was really ready to make that move to, like, Iowa or something like that. But You know, that's why a lot of people are leaving the more high-value states like New York or New Jersey, even probably California. They're going somewhere in the middle because they want to, you know, make a little money, right, make some capital.
All those people from New York are going to ruin the rest of the country. All right, number four on the list here, our focus on China this week, the competitiveness bill. I praise that because it's a first step in doing what I think we really have to have a major overhaul in our relationship with China. Victoria pulls me up short a little bit whenever we discuss this because she said you can't change overnight. I would like us
as
to
as much
change
as we
overnight.
All would love that. Yeah, I think
yeah,
that.
Right.
But see, that's the part of the problem because people just get this rallying cry of, you know, get American business out of China. Okay, everybody wants to do that, but we have to actually do it in a really smart way because it's not going to be an overnight thing.
Well, one of the good things about this is that it brought together both parties. It was a sort of a brief blip of people. There were actually a couple of different things that happened this week. This is one of them that brought the two parties together, and getting something done was pretty easy. Right now, this, as far as I'm concerned, this bill doesn't go anywhere near as far as it ought to, but at least it's a step in getting how anybody anywhere, other than folks that are directly tied doing their business with China, how anybody thinks this is not a good idea is just, it's un-American.
Well, China
didn't think
it was a good idea.
Well,
they put out a statement this week.
Yeah,
they're gearing up for some sort of retaliation.
Yeah. What are they going to do to retaliate?
Well, I mean, look, the reason we need this bill is because our supply chain is it's so reliant on China. So, unfortunately, yeah, they can do a lot to us. And I hope that,
well,
you know.
If we're smart and we move fast. Part of that
is
like
they're
going to
release a virus on us or something, right?
I know, right?
No.
Another one?
Yeah, right. The January 6th investigation, number three, I have absolutely nothing. I don't think there's anything to add to this. You two could maybe disagree with that, but I don't see how this fits in as number three, frankly. But
I think the report that the reason it's on the list is because there was a report from the Capitol. Well, it came from the Senate about what went on during the day on January 6th and in advance. And we found that the Capitol Police knew there were rumblings online. They had intelligence to indicate that in mid-December. They didn't do anything to shore up, to bring in National Guard, to bring in the Metropolitan Police, to tell President Trump or the FBI that maybe a rally that day wasn't a great idea. There was none of that stuff, and they didn't even have the equipment. I think only four people had riot gear on the entire Capitol Police force
that day.
They were
so ill-equipped. Oh, my gosh.
And so instead, I mean, there's videos all over the place of the Capitol Police just moving aside and saying, here, come on in. You can come in. Just don't ruin anything. Moving the border, like the barricades aside, all of that stuff. And so I still don't get it. Where was the failure? How did that happen? It's just bizarre.
Well, it's internal, right?
Can I offer another theory, too, that part of that's been circulating, and I think that there's probably some merit to it, doesn't apply to everybody in the Capitol Police, but a lot of the Capitol Police members, or a chunk of them, politically probably agreed with what was going on. So then there's also that, like, how do people take the bias out, you know, the bias doesn't belong
at your
job.
But look,
I
love President Trump. And I think there was stuff that went on with the election. I think that in some places he was robbed of votes. But I don't think that that would impact, if you get a credible threat that someone's going to take over the Capitol, I don't think you just step aside. There are stories from people around Washington, D.C., is that because of the summer riots and because of the way that they were dealt with, they didn't want to have an over-militarization of the area. So that's why they thought it wasn't going to necessarily be a problem. They didn't want to bring in big military equipment. They didn't want it to have that look outside the Capitol. So that's what made them, from an optics perspective, back away. If that's, you know, maybe that's something that can be considered, too. I don't know. I find it hard to believe that somebody in the higher up of the Capitol Police Department, knowing the makeup of the Capitol Police, would say, well, we love Trump, and so we want people to.
No, I meant some people. I meant boots on the ground. I meant some of the people moving the barriers and saying, come on in. Look, everybody is biased. No one is able to separate their own political bias from
their
job.
No more objective thinking.
No one has it. We have activist judges. We've got conservative judges. I mean, even judges who are literally supposed to just in a non-biased way interpret the law, and everyone is biased. So I don't know. I I and we know that, you know, Trump and the police were hand in hand in terms of support. So I don't know. I don't think that that's a crazy
theory. That could
theory.
Be. I mean, no, I mean, the day of, but if we're talking about the root causes, the question is still why the Capitol Police, the higher ups anyway, didn't do anything about it when they had the intel in December. I mean, that's, I think, what's at the
that's
core of
this report.
That's
a full-on failure. Yep.
Right. And then, so how do we, is it excused? Or are these people fired? What is
somebody
the status?
Somebody should be fired.
Already people
right.
have been fired from the Capitol Police. Yeah, there's already been major turnover.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. On the story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of June 7th to the 11th, I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Focus on the weather in the West, the drought, the fires, all the things that have started already. Number 9, race relations and the over-the-top focus on what we have to do to make it good, make it right. I put that in quotation marks. The ransomware attacks, legality and how we're going to deal with that. Is Joe Biden going to put Putin in his place? That's number 8. Social media at number 7. The bias is there. The economy is number 6. The election fraud claims. Can you believe it? There's still, that's number 5 this week on the countdown. China and our relationship, number 4. The January 6th investigations, number 3. The filibuster legislation, voting rights, etc., number 2. And COVID-19, the vaccines. And did it come from the Wuhan laboratory? That's the question. And those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 2 and number 1 coming up in a moment as we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from our perspective on the perch at the DJV program, 44 past the hour. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu, Ms. Omar, the congressperson, number 9, Bad Vlad, number 8. Most people know when I say Bad Vlad, they know I'm talking about Putin, right? If I say Pukin Putin, yeah, they get it. Kevin McCarthy is number 7 on the list. A lot of politicians, as usual, on our list. Mitch McConnell occupies the number 6 spot. Vice President Harris, number 5. Former President Trump, number 4. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, interesting character who sort of has come out of nowhere. He's at number 3 this week because of the work that he's doing on this filibuster legislation. Dr. Fauci is number 2. To believe him or not to believe him, I guess that is the question. And President Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So it's always pretty political. We know that because most of the stuff that's on News Talk Radio is political. So that's the story. Strong finish here. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 after the hour. This is the DJV program, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, ending on Friday, June 11th. Number 2, this week, voting
legislation. Blueberry muffins. How's your breakfast?
What? I'm eating some fruit, thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the blueberry muffin. You know, might not agree with me, so I'm having the fruit instead. The orange juice. Very good. Thank you, Jennifer, for asking. Meanwhile, the situation with this legislation that is completely, in my estimation, anyway, this thing has been one of the great examples in the last few months of stories getting twisted around. The information about how things in Georgia, for example, were to change or not to change, depending on your point of view. And as we all acknowledge, everything has become political. So what it comes out of the legislation, in my mind, ought to be a way to prove that whoever's voting is voting, that it's easy for you to follow your vote from when you mark a piece of paper to putting it into a machine that protects it and counts it. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing else that has value. That's just my point of view. Ladies, in terms of
I love, this was the first time I did a mail-in, because in New Jersey, the whole state would get had the, their,
yeah, how
it
do you know
all
it get counted?
Mail-in.
We, how do you know it get counted?
I tracked it online. It was like tracking
okay,
a FedEx package.
Tracked
it
where? To, where'd you track it to? What was the final destination, and how do you know it got there?
Because it's just like a FedEx tracking, so it went from the drop box where we put our ballots.
The post office?
No, I didn't mail in. I didn't mail it. No. I went to a drop box at a police station and we put our ballots in, and then that night, a couple hours later, that night I went online to like the voting website in New Jersey, jersey.gov or whatever. And then
but how do they know it was you? That sent the ballot.
Because I have a unique code. Everyone had an individual code. So I went online into my I started an account online, and I typed in what my code on the ballot was. It gives you a tracking number, so each individual ballot you can follow along. So I saw when it got received. I saw when it got opened. It was, I mean, it was great. To me, I felt a lot more
secure.
Sounds
very complicated. Really?
It's not at
then
all.
Going to the place?
Well, have you ever tracked a FedEx package? It's really easy.
It's not complicated, but you asked a question. How did they know it was you? And they don't. I mean, Victoria can track her ballot because she took her ballot and she had the barcode and she can track it. But the problem with those drop boxes is that people can ballot harvest. It doesn't even have to be. It's legal. Victoria could go to her whole apartment building and say, hey, can I take all of your ballots to the ballot box? And then she could put it into the box.
Right.
Or the reason that I always talk about the voter rolls is that if you have 18 ballots that go to one apartment or one house, you fill them all out and you drop them in the drop box and nobody's the wiser. Nobody figures that out. And so
everybody's not honest like you are, Victoria, or I am, or Jennifer
that's
is.
That's for sure.
That, you know, when it comes
like
to
when I,
power
no,
and control.
But when they do audits of this kind of stuff, and we know that, you know, we went all through this year, but, you know, like in Texas where the big voting bill and everybody's all up in arms. Well, when they actually look at the audits, it was like 28 ballots or something that were dismissed, that were tossed out
but it wasn't just dismissed. I mean, yes, that's true. But I'll tell you, in Los Angeles County alone, they had over 150,000 people who were dead or who had moved on the voter rolls in LA County. That's enough to make
a
difference.
Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's all right. Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsor job. Terms and conditions apply.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. A review of the top five items from this week in terms of technology. Victoria Keenan is here to go through these with all of us. At number five, the Starlink from SpaceX and how that's going to affect your airline visitation. Victoria, what's going on here?
So the team that's behind SpaceX's growing satellite network, which is called Starlink, they're in talks with several airlines to use their internet for Wi-Fi, which anybody, we've all flown and we know how terrible the Wi-Fi is on airplanes. So this could actually be a really great solution. So Starlink is going to expand from right now. They're in a lot of rural homes. They're in the beta phase still. So, but it's good, reliable internet. It's fast upload and download speeds. People seem to be really enjoying it. They've got tens of thousands of users so far. Most are paying $99 a month for the internet, and then it's using a $4.99 bundle of self-aligning the Starlink dish and the Wi-Fi router, so you get the whole package. So SpaceX filed to test Starlink on 5 Gulfstream jets last year. Apparently it went really well. And then in March of this year, SpaceX sought FCC approval to use Starlink with their what they call the Earth Stations in Motion, and that's basically industry jargon to refer to any vehicle that can receive this type of signal, meaning cars, trucks, maritime vessels, aircraft. Now, Elon Musk did specify that this is not about connecting Tesla to cars to Starlink because the terminal is way too big. This is for larger aircrafts, ships, large trucks, RVs, things like that. So it's, it's good news. It's more competition, so it's good.
Number four on the list of the top five, another suspension, or I guess more the suspension for Trump lasts longer than it was originally supposed to, right?
Yeah, this week Facebook announced that they are suspending Trump for 2 more years. This is after they had that, independent panel or the oversight board, which basically kicked it back to Mark Zuckerberg and said, if you're going to come up with a series of guidelines, then they have to all be implemented equally and every single person has to be treated the same. So, and I think a lot of people are in favor of that. So basically what Facebook said is that they're going to reinstate Trump in 2 years only if the risk to public safety has receded. Now, that's obviously very vague language. No one fully knows what exactly that means, but this all stems from the January 6th insurrection in the Capitol. And right now, 3.45 billion people use Facebook on a daily or on a monthly basis. So they are looking at now treating every politician and public figure the same way.
Number three.
This is a great idea, actually, because a lot of people are caring for elderly parents, grandparents, loved ones from a distance. And, during COVID, we saw that it wasn't necessarily that easy to check in on people from, who were farther away. And so, and obviously with COVID, you didn't want to put anyone who's elderly at risk. So Apple came up with the idea to let you people share data from your health app. So with family members, with your doctor, there's a new they've basically added on to the features in health. One of the major ones is fall detection. This is really important because falls are a major public health challenge that people don't talk about enough. But every year, 30 million adults over the age of 65 have a fall that leads to injuries, hospitalization, and other health issues. It's also a $50 billion $1 health care cost every year. Falls alone. So users can now, they can share all of this data with family members, and it's basically, remember the I've fallen and I can't get up lady? That's what this is now doing. So if you want to keep track of a non-invasive,
I can't get up!
If you want to keep track of a loved one without it being invasive and calling them all the time, this is a great way to do it.
All right. Number two, Amazon Echo.
Yeah, so if you have an Echo Studio, an Echo Dot, or any of the Ring cams from Amazon, then you, without knowing it, are sharing you're sharing Bluetooth with your neighbors. And I mean your actual neighbors, like down the street, around your house, wherever you are. This is a new thing called Sidewalk that Amazon has been talking about, but no one really paid attention to it except until June 8th when they decided to just turn it on. And now people are wondering how come they're sharing Wi-Fi with neighbors. You can go and turn this off. There's no penalty for turning it off if you don't feel comfortable sharing, you know, potentially sharing data. Obviously, data privacy is a huge risk here.
Number one, the revocation of Trump's TikTok and WeChat.
Yeah, on Wednesday this week, President Biden revoked the Trump administration executive orders that sought to ban TikTok, WeChat, and other Chinese-owned apps. They're replacing them with new security reviews that essentially will, when they rewrite this legally, this hopefully will not get challenged as much as it did under Trump in the court because every one of those challenges were overturned.
All right, there they are, the top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The United States is reaffirming its continued support of Israel after a change of leadership.
President Biden spoke by phone with Israel's new Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, to offer his warm congratulations. The White House issued a statement saying the president highlighted his decades of steadfast support for the U.S.-Israel relationship and his unwavering commitment to Israel's security. Mr. Biden also said his administration intends to work closely with the Israeli government on advancing peace, security, and prosperity for Israelis and Palestinians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With abortion and guns already on the agenda, the conservative-dominated Supreme Court is considering adding a third blockbuster issue, whether to ban consideration of race in college admissions. The justices could say in the coming weeks whether they'll hear an appeal claiming Harvard discriminates against Asian American applicants, a case that could have nationwide repercussions. At the close of the G7 Sunday, President Biden says COVID-19 and economic recovery were key topics.
We know we can't achieve one without the other. That is, we have to deal with a pandemic and in order to be able to deal with economic recovery, which as we're doing in the states, but we committed that we're going to do more for the rest of the world as well.
Diplomats from outside the European Union have cautioned that negotiations with Iran to salvage a landmark nuclear deal still need more time. Officials from both Iran and Russia spoke Sunday as the G7 leaders reaffirmed a commitment to stop the Islamic Republic from building nuclear weapons. Iranian envoys held another round of negotiations with international delegations in Vienna Sunday, a day after the EU coordinators suggested that differences over the 2015 accord limiting Iran's nuclear activities had narrowed further. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Kindergartens across the nation are bracing for a surge in the fall because the pandemic kept children away.
Public school enrollment tumbled last fall, but the sharpest drops were in pre-K and K programs. Stephen Barnett is the co-director of the National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University.
The kindergarten teacher's job is going to be a lot harder in the fall. The classes will be larger. Children will be less well prepared. They're probably going to be stressed.
He says to help prepare them, parents can get kids into summer programs and make sure they socialize with others. I'm Julie Walker.
Japan's All Nippon Airways has begun vaccinating its pilots and cabin attendants on international flights. That makes it one of the first companies to launch workplace vaccinations in Japan, one of the world's least vaccinated nations. More breaking news and more analysis, both at townhall.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom signing an order that will lift most coronavirus-related restrictions in the state, allowing it to officially reopen on Tuesday.
The Democrats' executive order will end the state's tier system that based restrictions on case numbers in different counties. Newsom said in a statement, with nearly 40 million vaccines administered and among the lowest case rates in the nation, we are lifting the orders that impact Californians on a day-to-day basis while remaining vigilant to protect public health and safety as the pandemic persists. The state will remove most state-imposed restrictions on masks, capacity limits, and social distancing, although many businesses will likely keep some in place. Patrick Voss reporting.
It's costing more to tank up these days. Gasoline up 2 cents a gallon over the last 3 weeks. That's the nationwide average now at $3.13 a gallon, and that's 95 cents higher than we were paying this time a year ago. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
And was a master of double talk and tongue twisters. And he was also able to imitate just about any accent or dialect. He was starred in a number of films with Virginia Mayo in the 1940s. And his best-known movies include the following, White Christmas, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, and The Inspector General. The Danny Kaye Radio Show was also an early showcase for Eve Arden, shortly before she got her own sitcom, Armis Brooks. The orchestra leader, the renowned Harry James. And you'll also hear character actor Lionel Stander. Although his film and television career spanned 60-plus years, many today remember him as Max, the butler, chauffeur, and cook on the 1970s, early 80s Robert Wagner-Stephanie Power TV show, Heart to Heart. Here is Stander, much, much younger, in a broadcaster January 20th. 1945.
This is the Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, yours truly Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Taps the Ribbon, 33 fine blues blended into one great beer, presents 33 fine talents blended into one great comedian, Danny Kaye.
Gosh, Danny, we've walked all over town. We can't find a movie we haven't seen. Why is that?
I guess maybe we saw them all, huh?
Yeah, but ain't it funny? Every theater you took me to was playing the same picture, Up in Arms.
Well, that's a coincidence, isn't it? You want to see it again?
Well, gee, Danny, how about seeing a gangster picture? Shooting, bang, bang, and all that stuff. Hey, look at that banner. There's just the kind of picture I like. Action Today. And what a cast. Flynn, Raft, and Cagney.
Lionel, that sign says Auction Today. And that's Flynn, Rafferty, and Carney. They're not actors. They're auctioneers.
Well, what are they doing in a movie?
Lionel, it is not a movie. It's an auction sale.
Oh, I've heard about them auctions, but I've never seen one. Let's go in and watch.
All right, but listen. Don't let them talk you into buying anything. Come on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this next article here is a very rare one indeed for these times. I don't have to tell you how hard it is to get any sort of mechanical appliances. But we have here a practically new article that all of you who have farms or ranches should really bid for. I am referring to this genuine 1943 model gentle action milking machine.
Gee, Danny, do they get milk from machines these days?
No, Lionel. First the machine gets it from the cow.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, now come, let's get going. I want a good solid bid for this mechanical marvel. The farmer's helper, the cow's friend. Now, what do I hear?
$75.
$75, $75. Do I hear an 80?
80.
I got an 80. Do I hear 85? Do I hear 85? Do I hear 90?
90.
Thank you. Do I hear
Come
95?
On, Lionel. We'd better get over to the studio. 95.
Oh, wait a minute, Danny. This is fun.
Do I hear 100? Do I hear 100?
100.
100. Do I hear 110? Do I hear a 110?
Hey, Danny, what time is it?
1:15.
Sold to the blonde. For $115, just give the cashier your check for $115, my boy.
Who, me?
Yes, son. You'll never regret buying this milking machine.
Oh, wait a minute, mister. I don't want a milking machine. My friend just asked me what time it was, and I told him.
Young man, if you knew what time it was, you wouldn't be here. I'll just see the cashier.
Oh, but wait a minute. I don't need a milking machine. I haven't got a cow. I haven't got a farm.
Just see
and
the
even
cashier,
if I had a
young
farm,
man.
I wouldn't
and
know what to do.
Supposing
I do get a cow.
Well, Danny, here we are at the studio. Boy, when you tell Eve Arden that you bought a milking machine, she'll really blow her top.
Oh, now, look, Lionel, how about you going in and telling her? You're much more of a diplomat than I am.
Well, I'm much more of a coward than you are, too. You tell her.
Oh, all right. You stay out here with the machine, and if anyone comes along and wants to know what time it is, sell it to him.
Okay.
Well, here I go. Into the lion's mouth. Hi, Evie.
Oh, hello, Danny. Where have you been?
Oh, Lionel and I were out looking for a movie, but we couldn't find one we hadn't seen, so we just walked along and trying to find a movie we hadn't seen or anything, so I had to open my big mouth and we wound up doing some shopping.
Well, where's Lionel now?
Oh, he's outside with it.
Outside with what?
With it. I-T. It. Now, do you want me to spell cat? C-A...
Will you stop? Now, what did you buy? Another suit?
Not exactly.
Well, is it something you wear?
Well, I can't wear it, but it...
Danny, will you stop stalling? What did you buy?
Can I stop there and not try for the $64?
No. What did you buy?
Well, I... No coaching from the audience, please.
What did you buy?
I'll be sorry. Let's put it this way, Evie. When a waitress asks you what you want to drink, what does she usually say?
Coffee, tea, or milk.
That's it, milk. Now, where does milk come from?
A cow.
That's right, but who gets the milk from the cow?
Whoever milks the cow.
That's right. But instead of a whoever, I bought a whatever.
A whatever?
Yes. You are now looking at a man who has legally adopted a milking machine.
A milking machine? Are you out of your mind, and why do I ask?
Well, Lionel asked me what time it was, I told him, and boom, I had a milking machine.
And boom, you had a milking machine.
Yes.
Listen, Lum and Abner, you take that whatever back to wherever you bought it and get your money back right now.
Oh, I wished I could.
Hey, Danny, a guy just came up to me and asked me what time it was. I told him 5:10, and nothing happened.
Listen, Stander, come in here and bring that electric octopus with you.
Okay. Ain't it a beauty, Miss Arden?
Yeah, Eve, you'll love this thing when you see how it works. Hey, put the plug in the socket there, Lionel.
Okay. Contact!
Contact!
Shut it off, Danny! For heaven's sake, shut it off! Oh, Danny! Shut it off! Now, Mr. K, would you mind giving me back my skirt?
Now, don't get excited, Evie. I'll have it out in a minute.
Oh, man!
There. See?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hey, look, hey, Harry, you got here just in time. Look what I've got.
Well, I'll be darned. What is it, an electric bagpipe?
Not unless you want to play cow-cow boogie. For your information, Harry, our cowless Mr. K has bought himself a milking machine.
Hey, Danny, what are you going to do with it? Milk coconuts?
Oh, look, I got an idea. We could take these little rubber suction nozzles, put them on somebody's head, turn it on. You could give them a wonderful scalp treatment.
Are you kidding? A milking machine for a scalp treatment?
Certainly, it's an innovation. Homogenized dandruff.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Now, Danny, genius number one, and Lionel, genius number one and a half. Take that infernal machine back this minute.
Oh, I think she means it, Lionel. Come on, we better go. Okay. Well, we're back, Evie. Everything's all right now.
Yep, everything's hunky-dunky.
Oh, you got rid of the milking machine, huh?
Oh, we did better than that. Open the door, Lionel.
No!
What is that?
Well, it ain't Frank Sinatra, sister.
Before we hear any further from these milking machine magnets, I think we better hear from Harry James and his music makers as they play their solid arrangement of the St. Louis Blues.
Ah, that was wonderful, Harry. Just wonderful.
Thank you, Danny. You like blues, I tell you.
If you give it, I take it. You know, I've written a blues song myself.
You have? Oh, what do you call it? The Milking Machine Blues or Mood Indigo?
Oh, no. No, this is the Pabst Blue Ribbon Blues. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I would, Danny. Sing 50 or 60 choruses for me, huh?
All right. Stand by, Niles, you bottle polisher, you. Let's do it, Harry. I've got those, how can it be splendid if it isn't blended blue? I've got those, how can it be beautiful if it isn't rueful? All my spirits are collapsed when my spirits aren't past. I've got the shoot them off it to me. If I'm wrong, go on and fill me through. I'm a loyal pastor from my head to shoes. I do wear shoes. Can't go wishing on a star unless it's 33 to the bar. Oh, 33. I hear your call. With me, it's all or nothing at all. I've got those never be forgiven if it ain't blue ribbon. Blues in the such.
You're listening to The Danny Kaye Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to rich4reverses.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. Moroville was an early gold mining settlement established in 1849 beside French Gulch Creek, approximately 1.5 miles west of French Gulch. It was named for H.W. Morrow, who owned a ranch on the creek. Soon the miners were finding too much gold and moved the settlement eastward beside Clear Creek in 1854 because mining was being carried out on the streets and under the houses. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Sergeant, do you have a heck waiting?
Yes, Chief, right by the lamppost.
Blast this fog. Where is the lamppost? Thanks, Rover. Come, Sergeant. Let's hop into the heck and hire's hens.
Hold up, Nelly. Step in, dummy.
Righto. Oops. Blasted manhole. I say there, driver, we're in a frightful rush. Can't you make that horse go faster?
Right, help. Hit it up, Nelly.
Amazing horse.
Here's the house now, Chief.
Thank you. Pull up, driver.
Right, help me. Hold up, Nelly.
Amazing horse.
Good evening, Inspector Kay.
Good evening, Siles.
You'll find Mr. James Horn and the bodies in the dining room, sir.
Bodies? What bodies?
Well, there's Mr. Ames, Mr. Beeman, Mr. Cecil, Mr. Devers. You see, sir, I took the liberty of stacking them alphabetically.
Neat work. Neat work, yes. Come on, Sergeant. Ah, Mr. James Horn.
Ah, Inspector Kay.
Oh, that's very good, very good.
Enough of these formalities. When did you first miss your toothpick?
When the 13 guests dropped dead. Oh. It was an awful shock. I was greatly attached to that toothpick. Family heirloom, you know.
Exactly what you mean. Generation to generation, hand to mouth. Cheek to cheek. Shall we dance?
No, thanks, Aunt. No.
Oh, that's quite all right. Very well, Sergeant. Did you find any clues?
Not yet, Chief.
Well, it's a very good thing we brought our own, you know. What clues do we have left over from our last case?
Let's see. Two tire treads, a cigar ash, a guilty look, a shriek in the dark, and a footprint from Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Top hole, Sergeant! Top hole!
Bill! Scatter them about a bit, will you?
Okay, Chief.
Thirty-three fine clues blended into one great beer. Tell me, Mr. James Horne, how many of your butlers have been murdered?
Six, including the one I have now.
But, sir, I haven't been murdered yet.
Poor fellow, spoke too soon.
Has he been done in?
Yes, I think he's been done in, unless he always wears a knife in his back.
Mr. James Horne, I have reason to suspect that butler didn't like you.
But why do you say that, Inspector?
Oh, very simple matter of deduction, old boy. A thumbprint on his nose.
Well, what does that have to do with it?
Why, think of it, man. Just think of it. It's his own thumbprint.
I'm afraid this confirms my worst suspicions.
Hey, Chief, I think I found the toothpick.
Ouch! Take your hand off my leg, you blighter.
And who are you, young lady?
I'm Eva, the cook. Mr. James Horne, I'm unable to find the carving knife. Have you seen it?
You'll find it right there in the butler's bag.
Oh, so it is. I'm always misplacing it.
Chief, look at this slip of paper. I found it in the kitchen.
Let me take one look at it. Oh, yes, aha, a hum, a hoo, a her, hey. 2 pounds of cyanide, 3 pounds of arsenic, a pint of iodine, a dash of carbolic acid. I hardly know what to make of this. What do you make of it, cook?
Salad dressing.
Aha, now I recognize you. You are Eva Harden, alias Salad Sal, alias Hector McSnively, alias Horrible Hector, alias Harry the Fink, alias the Ipswich Snitch.
Oh, why must you keep hounding me like this, day and night, night and day? You are the one, always hounding me. Do it, I tell you, I didn't do it. You won't make me talk, no matter how much you torture me, how much you threaten me, how much you browbeat me, how much you question me, how much you... Do I sound like Ida Lupino?
You sound more like Ida Cantor.
Sergeant! Sergeant! Slip the bracelets on her.
I left them home, Chief. I just slipped my arm around her waist.
That's a stout fellow.
Stout girl, too.
Sergeant! I'm afraid that ends the case.
Amazing!
Hey, just a minute. What about my toothpick?
It's a very simple matter, Mr. James. Go upstairs to the cook's quarters and you'll find your toothpick in the middle drawer of the dresser. And now we'll be on our way. Tally-ho, pip, what? Hey, yes, tally-ho, pip, pip, what? Ho, ho, tally, pip, pip, hey, ho, 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 tally, pip, ho, what? Right, toppy, hey, yes.
Cheap. That was amazing. But how could you be so sure the toothpick was in the middle drawer?
Very simple, Sergeant. There are only 3 drawers in the dresser. Do you have any reason to believe it was in the top drawer?
No.
Do you have any reason to believe it was in the bottom drawer?
No.
Well...
Amazing, Danny. Amazing. But, you know, those mystery plays, they kind of scare me.
Oh, you poor kid. What are you getting at, Kenneth?
Well, I'd like to hear you do something soft and sweet and soothing.
All right. If Harry will give me some soothing music, we can kind of make this a little soft, a little sweet, and a little Russian. Gesundheit.
Very pretty.
I should like to delve into the Slavic food and do a song that my father wrote for me when he was 9 weeks old. He used to take me on his knee and say, Kolya, my little gypsy, it's time for you to become a man. Time for you to go out in the world and learn the facts of life.
So I packed my little Karzink and I left. I wandered over hills and dales, small villages and British cities. And then I met my first woman's. She was gorgeous, sensationally beautiful. When she walked, was like a little gazelle strolling in the pastures. And when she spoke, her voice was like the voice of angels. Soft and mellow! She used to croon this plaintive gypsy melody. Dina, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me, oh Dina. With her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the ease of Dina Lee. I know death every night, though why do I shake with pride? Because my Dina might change her mind about me. Hey, hey, Pabst Blue Ribbon Dina, if she wanted to cheat her, I would hop that ocean winner just to be with her. Really, to give it, to get it, to beat it, to hit it, to beat the pain, to get it, to beat the sound, to get it, to beat the sound, to give him the gods, got us gay, how to gay, say, hit it, to beat 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 it.
I've always loved singing. You know, when I was a kid, my parents thought I'd be a great singer someday.
Well, why weren't you, Lionel?
My voice didn't change.
Well, it's not too late to change it yet, Lionel. All you need are a few lessons in voice culture.
Not with these ingrown tonsils.
Now, don't give up so easily. Why don't you do as I do? Repeat a well-turned phrase over and over. Like, if you want to know why Pabst Blue Ribbon always is tops in flavor, the answer is blending. It takes no less than 33 different brews, all blended together as only Pabst can do it, to achieve the true and perfect beer flavor you enjoy in Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now, repeat that.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm not that emotional. I'm an introvert.
Well, introvert or extrovert, it's all in the phrasing. Now, listen carefully. No matter where you go, pause, you can order Pabst with confidence. Deep breath. Serve it with pride. Count two.
That's difficult.
For there is no finer beer, short pause, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now try that.
Okay, I'll try it. No matter where you go, pause there, you can order it with confidence, deep breath, serve it with pride, count two, for there is no finer blend, pause, breath, than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Excellent! Excellent!
Thank you. Now that you're all through with Lionel Sanders' elocution lesson, I'd like to say something, Ken.
Well, certainly, Danny. What is it?
Well, I'd like to have a little heart-to-heart talk with all our listeners. Neighbors, do you know the power of a dime? A little thin American dime, especially when you got a lot of them marching in a row? Yes, I'm speaking of those precious, powerful dimes that are marching to help those thousands of kids all over America who were crippled during the 1944 epidemic of infantile paralysis. Well, it's mighty serious, you know, not to be able to move your arms or legs like a healthy kid can. And it's mighty tough wearing heavy braces and hobbling around on crutches. Well, thousands of youngsters, kids just like your own, are in this fix. And it's up to us to help them with our dimes. Yes, and our dollars. Send them to President Roosevelt at the White House. Our dimes can help. Help a lot. But just think, our dimes can even give these children their chance to walk again. Let's join that March of Dimes today.
Thanks, Danny.
And remember, neighbors, next Saturday at the same time, Pabst Blue Ribbon presents another great show featuring the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, yours truly, Ken Niles, and Danny Kaye.
Good night.
This program was directed by Dick Mack and was brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Peoria, Illinois.
Just a few years later, cast member Eve Arden got her very own radio series, the comedy R. Miss Brooks, which, of course, also enjoyed a four-season television run in the 1950s. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, the comedy continues as three legends get together, because Jack Benny will pay a visit to the George Burns and Gracie Allen show right after this.
Her name was Rose, and she was pretty. And that's all anybody in Dodge knew about the girl.
In the wild expanse of the old Western territories, people came to Dodge City, Kansas to start over, to start some trouble, or to die.
The way a shotgun works, it's all three of us or none of us. Now you hand over that gun.
No. Oh, Slim, why didn't you stay clear?
Now what's this all about?
Rose, I want that gun, and I want it now.
William Conrad stars as Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Gunsmoke collection, Dead or Alive.
Marshal, I wasn't afraid when I grabbed that gun. Does that count for anything?
Counts for a lot, Tom.
I don't have to be ashamed anymore.
No, of course you don't.
I can go home and face folks.
You can face anybody, Tom.
These 27 hard-hitting adventures co-star Parley Bear as Chester, with Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty.
You lay a hand on me. Scratch your eyes out.
Woman of sin, you're going to die.
Not likely, mister. Now, you keep away from me. You don't want to get blown in half.
You took my gun.
I sure did, mister.
Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, sells for $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST7.
What's the matter, Mr. John?
We're about to have a killing on our hands, Chester.
Get Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST7. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Creating apps that help build business is what Calgary-based Vogue App Developers is all about. Interested in a career in the tech industry? Vince O'Gorman from Vogue App Developers fills us in on one of their most recent and successful apps called Junkers.
The best way to describe it is you post stuff that you don't want to have in your house. You list it for a set price that you want to let it go for, and people pick it up and take that junk either to a junkyard or they keep it themselves. I like to refer to it as the reverse Kijiji. Instead of you selling something and someone coming to pick it up, you're actually paying people to take it away from you. So that's one of our success clients, and seeing him grow is really exciting.
Pretty cool, right? You can check out careers like this and others in beautiful Calgary, Alberta at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where as promised, three great comedy legends get together. This originally aired on the evening of November 2nd, 1943.
Well, hello, come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin, speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guests Jack Benny, Jimmy Cash, Felix Mills and his orchestra, and the Swan Tet. And now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning in the Burns home, and George is just coming downstairs to leave for the office.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, darling. Look what the postman just brought you. A present from Pat O'Brien.
Oh. I bet Pat is sorry he started that rumor about me being a juggler. Open the package, Dan.
All right.
I met him yesterday, and I told him a few jokes. I guess that convinced him I was a comedian. What are you laughing about? What's in the package?
A set of Indian clubs.
Next time I get my hands on that
George. Before long, everybody will know that you're not a juggler. They'll know you for what you really are.
And what is that?
Well, a singer, of course.
Oh, sure.
I wrote to our sponsor and suggested that you sing on our program every week.
That's the 12th time.
Yeah, but this time he answered.
Say, that's a good sign. Open the letter.
Wait till Bing Crosby hears you sing. He'll retire and start to raise a family.
Oh, Gracie, I'm not better than Crosby. As good, maybe, but, open the letter. What does the sponsor say?
Believe me, there are plenty of other big programs that would like to have George Burns as a singer.
Gracie, the letter, open it. Well?
George, what are some of the other big programs?
Turn me down again, huh?
Never mind, dear. You're a great singer. Even Bill Goodwin said, with a voice like yours, you ought to sing in that big army show.
Army show?
Yes. It's in charge of some officer named Major Bose.
I'll forget it. I better get along to the office.
Yeah, I'll ride down in the bus with you. I have an appointment at the beauty shop.
Okay, let's go.
No way. Before we leave, won't you sing something just for me?
Oh, Grace.
Oh, please, dear. Just one little glorious burst of melody.
Well, all right. Just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
Oh, George, you're wonderful. I won't be happy until your voice leaves the whole world the way it leaves me, weak and limp.
Thanks.
Oh, come on, I'm due at the beauty shop in 5 minutes.
Will it be today, Mrs. Burns? A shampoo and set?
Oh, yes, and I'm kind of in a hurry, Josie.
Well, I'll do my best, Mrs. Burns, but we're short-handed, and I have to work on the customer in the next booth, too. The old horse face, I hope he chokes.
He? You mean there's a man in the next booth?
Well, sort of a man.
Josie, where are you?
Oh, that's him. I wish he'd go sit on a hot curling iron.
Josie, come back here. This finger wave of mine stinks. Josie, do you hear me? This finger wave stinks.
All right. Leave your hair on the table and I'll do it over again.
No, Josie. I'm sure I know that man. What's his name?
I'm not allowed to tell, Mrs. Burns. The old goat scared the newspapers might find out he goes to a beauty shop.
Oh, come on, Josie. Give me a little hint.
Well, he's the stingiest man in Hollywood.
Oh, stingy, huh?
And how? When he gets a mud pack, we have to save the mud for him so he can put it in his victory garden.
You're listening to Burns and Allen. We'll be right back after this short break.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers.
And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Find your center. And here's a hint. It's not in other people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The center of who you are is within. That might sound pretty obvious, or does it? How many times have you placed your sense of peace or happiness in the hands of others? How many times have you expected others to act and speak in a certain way, and then were let down when they didn't? The bottom line is, we have all, at least at times, put our happiness in the hands of others. Still, time and again, none of us has found lasting happiness. But peace and happiness are not things we find outside of ourselves. To find peace, which I really believe is the ultimate goal for all of us, we have to find our center. To do that, we need to go inward. There are certainly ways to find your center. And if you're interested, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now back to Burns and Allen on When Radio Was.
I can't get it from that. Give me another hint.
Well, let's see. He used to drive an old broken-down Maxwell.
No, it's no use. I can't guess who it is.
You're not missing anything. He's tried to date every girl in town, and nobody will go out with him.
Oh, hello, Jack. How's Mary?
Gracie, is that you?
Well, yeah, come on into my booth, Jack.
Oh, sure. Hello, Gracie. I guess you're surprised to see me here.
Well, yes, I am.
Well, you see, Mary lost her bobby pin the last time she was here. I dropped by to look for it. You know what the bobby pin situation is. Terrible.
Oh, sure.
I bet you thought I was here to get a beauty treatment. Gracie, you sound like you don't believe me.
Maybe that's because I don't.
Well, if I'm lying, may something terrible happen to Phil Harris.
Oh, Mr. Benny.
Yes?
Here's your mud. I wrapped it up for you.
Oh, well. Phil always played too loud anyway.
Well, Jack Benny in a beauty shop. Wait till the girls hear this.
Oh, hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Why, Jack Benny. What are you doing here?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill.
Well, Bill Goodwin in a beauty shop. Wait till the girls hear this, huh, Gracie? Wait a minute. I just came over to bring some Swan soap.
Well, Bill, I...
Oh, Bill Goodwin has beauty treatment. That's really something to tell the girls, huh, Gracie? Hey, look. The operators here use Swan soap. Not only because it's so mild for the customer's complexion, but because that same mildness makes it great at home. For the dishes, light laundry, or for bathing the baby. Swan's the new white floating soap that's four swell soaps in one.
Well, Bill,
Bill Goodwin in a beauty shop. Really, I thought that curly hair wasn't natural. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. No girl in this shop has ever laid a hand on me. Except, of course, after working hours. Oh. What are you doing here, Benny?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill. Jack is...
So, Bill Goodwin in a beauty shop. I'm getting manicures and everything. I am not. My hands just happen to look gorgeous because I always wash my dishes with Swan. Oh. Swan is great for washing the dishes. Gives you loads of suds. Suds that are so mild and gentle, your hands don't get that rough red dish panty look.
Well, Bill...
Bill! One in a beauty shop. And to have his eyebrows plucked, that's something, isn't it? Now, look, Jack, I told you, I just came here to deliver some Swan soap. Swan's a great wartime buy.
What I want to know is, what's Jack Benny doing here?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill. Whoa.
Bill, go.
Oh, nuts. Goodbye. Gracie, look, for heaven's sake, don't let out my secret. I mean, I don't want everyone I meet to know I've been taking beauty treatment.
Oh, don't worry, Jack. They'll never suspect it.
Well, anyway, don't you tell. You know, if the newspapers get hold of it, I'm cooked. And you know how the gang would kid me on my program.
Oh, yeah, your program. Jack, you don't want this to get in the papers, huh?
No, I'll do anything to keep it out, Gracie. Anything.
Oh, good. Starting Sunday, Jack, George will sing on your program.
George?
Yes.
Sing?
Uh-huh.
Gracie, I've heard prettier noises come out of Carmen Lombardo.
I see. Well, excuse me, Jack. I'm going to telephone a little news item to the paper.
Wait. Oh, you mean George Byrne?
Yes.
Oh, George, your husband.
Yes.
Oh, old sugar throat.
Sure.
Oh, well, I don't suppose it would hurt if George sang on my program once.
Well, I was thinking of having him sing every week.
No.
Yeah, well, I'll call the paper.
But, Gracie, this is blackmail.
I know. Cute of me, huh?
Yeah, cute.
Jack Benny on the Burns and Allen Show from the fall of 1943. We'll have the rest of that episode at the beginning of our next show. A lot of humor was derived on both Burns and Allen, as well as over on Benny's program, about the respective stars' musical abilities. You had George's singing and Jack's violin playing. Well, Benny would also write a song, and he tried in vain to get someone to record it. Do you recall the title of that awful tune? I'll provide the answer and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on 3 CDs.
Troubles is all in the world I see. I heard about the way you over.
The Blues Bible pays tribute to the music of some of the original and most influential blues artists of all time, such as B.B. King, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, T-Bone Walker, Bo Diddley, Johnny Guitar Watson, and many more.
Heartaches and trouble, something I never knew.
The Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. An unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES77.
All for your feet. Take you home with me.
Worship the Blues Bible Collection at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code BLUES77 to save on shipping.
Evil is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember BLUES77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a song that Jack Benny wrote. You see, at the beginning of the 1951-52 season, show writers came up with a gag, whereas Jack would write a truly awful song and then try in vain to get famous singers to record it. The title of that tune? When You Say I Beg Your Pardon, Then I'll Come Back to You. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.